This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They got together again, but they didn't debate, they joked.
I was actually hoping the president would bring Joe Biden along this evening, because he'll laugh at anything.
Mitt Romney and President Obama had some fun at a charity dinner in New York City. Fox News Radio's Hank Weinblum was there, now here live.
It was like a comedy club, President Obama and Governor Romney at the annual Al Smith dinner at the Waldorf. The president's jokes aimed mainly at himself.
As some of you may have noticed, I had a lot more energy in our second debate. I felt really well rested after the nice long nap I had in the first debate.
Governor Romney had a few more laugh lines directed at the president.
In the spirit of Sesame Street, the president's remarks tonight are brought to you by the letter O and the number 16 trillion.
And both candidates got laughs with jokes about Vice President Joe Biden, Dave.
Now, Hank gets back to serious campaigning today. The president will go to Virginia. His Republican rival will rally in Florida. As we get more information on intelligence after the deadly attack in Libya, Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
It's a new report from the Associated Press saying the CIA station chief in Libya reported back to HQ within 24 hours of the attack. There was evidence it was the work of militants, not a spontaneous mob upset about an American-made anti-Muslim video. Now, the White House maintained for days that attack that killed four Americans grew from the demonstration of outside the U.S. consulate in Benghazi. Later, it corrected that, citing better intelligence that it was a terror attack. The AP says it's not clear how high up the chain that early CIA report went, Dave.
Rich, he is distraught. His son is an accused terrorist. That's Kwasi Nafis's weeping father, not believing the charges. Nafis tried to blow up the Federal Reserve building in New York using a fake bomb supplied by the FBI. He says he spent his life savings to send his son to America to study. The Army major accused of the Fort Hood shooting spree that left 13 dead must shave his beard or be forcibly shaved. That's what an Army appeals court has ruled, but Nadal Hassan can still further appeal. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Gold Rush, Discovery's number one series, returns to Friday.
Smells like gold, here we go!
And this season...
Where is the gold?
Someone...
We don't give up that easily.
...will hit the mother lode.
That's crazy.
And you could get rich, too. Go to GoldRushGiveaway.com right now to register. Then watch for a special code on premiere night with your chance to win $100,000 worth of gold.
Nothing to it.
For official rules and details, go to GoldRushGiveaway.com. It's all part of Gold Rush Premiere Night, Friday, October 26th at 9, 8 Central, only on Discovery.
We believe that even when your team is apart, it should be easy to be together. That when you can meet face-to-face, you're more likely to see eye-to-eye. That when everyone is on the same screen, it's a lot easier to be on the same page. Welcome to GoToMeeting, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. With one click, launch or join a meeting from anywhere. It's that easy. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is...
Howdy, I'm Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin, and you're listening to the home of Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
College Station Bryan.
The King and Queen invite you to the 38th Annual Texas Renaissance Festival. Join us Saturdays, Sundays, and Thanksgiving Friday for eight magically themed weekends of fun from October 6th through November 25th. Experience hundreds of daily performances and demonstrations. Feast on international food and beverages and explore any of our 400 shops. Discount tickets are on sale now at Randall's, Walgreens, and online at TexRenFest.com. Presented by the King's partners, Bud Light, Coca-Cola, and Spring Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Northside Fiat. Huzzah!
Join Waldenbrook Estates, an independent retirement community, for their Why Sell Now free Q&A seminar and light lunch, Tuesday, October 23rd at 11:30 a.m. Realtors Becky Rodriguez and Meg Moore from Equity Real Estate will discuss the current housing market and answer any questions you have about placing your home on the market. This is a great time to ask questions and learn more about our local housing climate. Join Waldenbrook Estates for their Why Sell Now Q&A seminar and light lunch, Tuesday, October 23rd at 11:30 a.m. RSVP to 888-830-2045.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-960-7761. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. months. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Amberen relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-960-7761. That's 1-800-960-7761.
If you're a small to medium-sized business, marketing what you do can seem overwhelming. There's so many outlets, so many choices. How do you make it all work? For instance, should you combine traditional media with social networking and the internet?
How does that work?
What about frequency?
What about budget? Can a small local business afford all this?
We're here to tell you, yes, you can. We have a strategy. We have the audience. We can craft your message and put it in front of your customers. New customers, thousands of them.
We can help you build a brand for your business that stands out from the crowd. And we make it all very easy.
Want to learn more? It all starts with about 40 minutes of your time.
News Talk 1620 WTAW will be holding free 40-minute marketing presentations starting Monday, October 22nd through Wednesday, October 24th. Learn how your business can drive higher sales, better traffic, and get more results. Call to reserve your seat, 695-9595. Ask for Sam Jones. Sam Jones, 695-9595.
WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Blue Baker, voted best sandwich shop, bakery, cookie, and food delivery in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy taste baked from scratch at Blue Baker. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A Bryan-based manufacturer of nutritional products is looking to move the biomedical corridor. Tuesday's agenda for the Bryan Commerce and Development Board, who are members of the City Council, includes selling land to Woodbolt International, the parent company of the Cellucor product line.
It's a homegrown business. These are local Aggies that have been in downtown Bryan, kind of off the radar, and I don't think a lot of people knew much about Woodbolt and their success, and they've done fantastic over the last few years, and you know, they started the process of looking at expanding the operations and look at working with them in any way possible to keep them here in Bryan.
Mayor Jason Bayensky says the new 8-acre Woodbolt campus would include 25,000 square feet of office space, a 20,000 square foot gym, and a 20,000 square foot warehouse. Bayensky says employment would grow from 75 to 125. Texas A&M wants a third party to run Easterwood Airport.
For another week, the university is accepting applications from interested companies to do one of two things, either manage the airport or provide aviation services. Vice President for Marketing and Communications Jason Cook says a decision will be made after next Friday's deadline whether to proceed with issuing requests for proposals. If that happens, A&M intends to award separate agreements to separate firms, each for 5 years with the possibility of a five-year renewal. Financial information you can read on the WTAW.com website indicates the airport has had operating losses the last two fiscal years totaling more than $3 million. Private companies interested in managing Easterwood are supposed to tell A&M what they see are challenges to the airport's growth and success and opportunities that should be pursued. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Vandals targeted three College Station neighborhoods earlier this week. Officer Rhonda Seaton says nine brick mailboxes were damaged in the Nantucket, Great Oaks, and Castlegate subdivisions.
In each case, there were no tire marks around the mailbox, but it did look like the mailbox had been struck by a large object, something heavy enough, large enough to, you know, cause the mailboxes to partially fall over, to cause damage to the bricks. And so we believe it probably was struck by a vehicle, but in a manner that didn't cause the vehicle to drive up into the yards of the home.
Damage at each location ranged between $200 and $500. More technology is being employed in Brazos County elections. Voter Registrar Christy Rowe says a combination of funding sources paid for electronic polling books that will be used by election workers.
On election day, they'll be limited to voting people who should be voting at that polling location. But if somebody shows up and they shouldn't be there, the election worker's actually going to have access to the entire county's voter rolls, and they'll be able to find that person and tell them what polling location they need to go to.
The e-books will save printing costs in future elections. Rose says voter registration lists will be printed as one of several backup plans for this election. The new president of St. Joseph Health System this week updated members of the Bryan Rotary Club about the landscape of health care on the national and state level. The resume of Odette Bolano, who came to St. Joseph in July, includes leading other nonprofit as well as for-profit companies. That includes new regulations that started October 1st, where providers are paid based on their performance. She calls it behavioral economics, or rewarding those who are healthy.
Employers are doing a lot of things. You know, for example, if you're a non-smoker, we'll take, I don't know, $10 off your monthly payment of what you owe for your insurance coverage. You know, if you do an assessment, a health assessment, you know, with Cigna, whoever your insurer is, we identify what your risk factors are, and we are communicating on a regular basis things to decrease those risk factors.
You can find her entire presentation titled Healthcare, the Bad, the Ugly, and the Not So Good But Improving on our website at WTAW.com. Little publicity has been given to adjustments in state law regarding driving off-road vehicles along highways. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says all-terrain are now grouped with 4x4 vehicles.
If you operate these type vehicles for farm use within 25 miles of your residence for farm use, you can go down the highway, which is fence line to fence line. So in other words, on the grass part. Now, you can cross the roadway at a 90-degree. You got to have 8-foot foam and a 12-inch horse flag. Driver license, lighting on the ATV vehicle is required.
Morgan says it's something to remember as hunting season approaches because game wardens will be watching. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 54 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Blue Baker. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Texas A&M men's basketball enters its first year of SEC play by hosting Kentucky, the defending national champions, plus home games against Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, LSU, South Carolina, Ole Miss, Missouri, and a whole slate of non-conference games. Get your season tickets now for Aggie men's basketball. Log on to AggieAthletics.com or call toll-free 1-888-99-AGGIE. Texas A&M and the SEC at Reed Arena this year.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
A high-pressure area is going to give us some nice weather over the next several days coming up. Our forecast here through the night, it'll be mostly clear, cool overnight, low temperatures down between 50 and 55, and a mostly sunny day coming up on Friday, high temperature, low 80s. Fair at night, a little milder, upper 50s, mostly sunny skies and low to mid-80s coming up on Saturday, and even a bit warmer during the day on Sunday. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Early high school football action last night, and it was an overtime sensation. It was kind of scary. Also, we've got Major League Baseball, Aggie football, and we'll hear from Les Miles, the head coach for LSU, all within about the next 40 minutes or so.
All right. It's nice outside. Rather cool.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. It's again, it'll warm up during the day and warm up even more tomorrow, but... So let's say that you're a 13-year-old and you're at school. And let's say that you're using your school-issued iPad. You click around, right?
Sure.
Sure. Of course you would. And you would, happen to suddenly be confronted with a topless picture of your teacher.
Dope!
Yeah. No kidding.
Dope!
This is the dilemma that faced 13-year-old Joshua Trout and three other young'uns at the Highland Middle School in Anderson, Indiana. You see, the teacher seems to have had the topless picture on her iPhone and accidentally synced it up so that it was in every computer in the school.
Yikes.
Oh, no.
Yes. Little surprise right there. Now.
Oh, that's horrible.
Can we assume it was a male teacher, right?
No, we really can't do that. No. The teacher seems to have... synced them up there, and of course, accidentally. What I find interesting is that, in fact, four of the students who found themselves gawking at the topless pictures were suspended.
For doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
The school called in police, who determined that the photo was not pornographic. A school assistant superintendent told a local television station that this was all an unfortunate mistake. Yeah, no kidding. However, she confirmed that the four boys were suspended. Ms. Clark, the assistant superintendent, said the kids violated the school's technology policy, but they wouldn't explain exactly how.
Oh, I would be raising a stink.
Once again, and you know, don't know what the picture was titled, but, you know, boys being boys, they're going to click around.
Hot for teacher.
Yeah, really, playing that in the background. Together, we got a lot of info. And I don't know what kind of teacher she was. Hopefully she wasn't the technology teacher, because she should have known that syncing up her phone would cause the pictures to appear on all the computers in the school.
Maybe she was the science teacher.
Well, what may, yeah.
Anatomy, at least.
Okay.
It is Friday.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hello, I'm Coach Harv Limburger, and this is Know When to Pass, the program that puts the armchair in quarterback. Joining me today is Hall of Famer LaBrill Rosewater.
What's up, Coach?
You came out passing on the first play yesterday, LaBrill.
LaBrill was sending a message to his fans.
That you have a howitzer for an arm?
No, man. Fans need to pass. They watch LaBrill do his thing while they do some serious drinking.
People at game-watching parties.
After the last whistle, LaBrill doesn't even take off his pads. Jumps in his Lamborghini and hopes some drunk yahoo in an SUV doesn't blindside him on his way home.
Oh, this is pretty serious then.
You feeling me? I got 300-pound linemen afraid to leave the locker room.
Okay, we'll be back with LaBrill right after this.
They just live there.
Game-watching parties can make drunk drivers. Even if you drink moderately, 3 hours adds up to a lot of alcohol. If you're enjoying the game at a friend's house, know when to pass up that drink and pass off your keys.
Pass, baby, pass. LaBrill knows you can do it.
This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:16, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It is Evaluate Your Life Day. Well, shouldn't every day pretty much be Evaluate Your Life Day? You know, at least the last 24 hours. All right, what do we got for birthdays?
Birthdays, Jillian Jacobs from Community is 30.
Mm-hmm.
Desmond Harrington, the guy that plays Joey Quinn on Dexter.
Oh, of course.
36.
Yeah.
Chris Kattan.
Oh, yeah.
42.
Saturday Night Live, is that right? Was he on that?
Corky Romano.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Trey Parker's 43, the guy that created South Park.
Mm-hmm.
Brett, and they say it 10 different ways. Farvo, Favre.
I don't know.
John, Farview.
Yeah. Well, that's, this is Favre, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
46.
From Iron Man, you'd know him, right?
He was in Cowboys and Aliens, Elf, wrote Swingers.
Sure.
Ty Pennington, the Extreme Makeover guy, is 48.
Oh, yeah.
Evander Holyfield is 50.
Except for that part of his ear that's missing.
John Lithgow is 67.
Third rock from the sun, right? Or moon or whatever it was.
Yes.
From the sun.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes he's on Dexter, too.
Oh, okay.
Jeannie C. Riley.
Oh, my.
Harper Valley PTA
sure
singer,
enough, yeah.
67. Oh. Michael Gambon is 42. He took over Dumbledore and has the slowest time on Top Gear if you watch the British version on BBC.
All right.
Moving on to Saturday.
Oh, wait. Peter Max, the artist, he'd be 75. Amy Carter, first daughter. This will make you feel old. She'd be 45. Jason Reitman, he's done a couple of pretty good movies. One is Up in the Air. The other was Juno, which is funny. And George McRae, 78 years old. Rock Your Baby. If you're an old guy like me, you remember that song from, I don't know, forever ago. And while we're talking about it, 27 years ago today, like, I don't know, Cat wasn't even born. 27 years ago today,
I was born.
Okay.
Is you just born?
Just to make people feel old, the number one song, pop song in America, was Take On Me by A-ha.
Yeah, that was the number one song.
1985.
I was in high school.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
Oh, it is. It's a good song. Just you don't realize it was that long ago. All right. What do we got for Saturday?
Birthdays. Let's see. We've got John Krasinski.
Oh, yeah. From Office.
33. The man. It says Mantastic Jim.
Uh-huh.
Whoever wrote it was being clever.
There you go.
Viggo Mortensen is 54.
Well, he is pretty cool. Not going to lie.
Tom Petty, 62.
Oh, wow.
Jim Sonnenfeld, one of the guys in Hootie and the Blowfish, is 48.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Danny Boyle. Trainspotting Slumdog Millionaires is 56. Keith Hernandez. And whoever wrote this should be punched in the eye. It says former New York Mets. He was actually a St. Louis Cardinal first. Thank you very much. He's 59.
Yeah, but they knew him as a Met. I mean, really. That's when he did the spitting incident.
True.
On Seinfeld.
True.
Okay.
Father Mulcahy.
Oh.
From MASH is 80 today.
Oh, my.
And that's all I got for Saturday.
Snoop Dogg, 41.
Oh, see, I left that out because I figured he was one of your favorites. Oh, yeah. I wanted to leave that for you.
Wanda Jackson, still alive. That's a country music singer. She's 75 years old. All right. On Sunday.
Ready for Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
Kim Kardashian and her fanny, both 32.
All right. Yeah.
Jeremy Miller, 36, from Growing Pains.
Yeah.
Ken Watanabe, 53, from Inception, The Last Samurai.
Oh, okay.
He's in a whole lot of movies, actually.
Yeah, you're right.
And I know someone named Ken Watanabe, and we always joke about all the movies he's been in. But he doesn't look at all like the real one.
Steve LaCather from Toto, you'll remember that group, is 55. Carrie Fisher is 56.
Judge Judy is 70.
Wow.
Yeah. Elvin Bishop, 70 years old. And Whitey Ford, baseball player.
Whitey Ford's birthday today.
84 years old.
Cool.
That ought to do it. All right, it's 6:21.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
At least, you know, the first round of data, it doesn't appear that the debate on Tuesday did Obama any good, as we predicted. Now, what does this all mean? I mean, you're probably going to have to start a suicide watch over at NBC and the New York Times and other liberal precincts. They're going to go insane. If Obama loses ground after what they thought was the greatest debate in history, you know, it's going to be rage and tears will sweep the liberal landscape on election night. But I want to warn you, we're not there yet. But the mere thought that we can get there is a wonderful and pretty cool prospect. And frankly, if we do get there, that's only the beginning of the work of turning this country around from the Obama disaster.
Join Sean later today, right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Tea Party Patriots has the names and addresses of 500,000 undecided voters in 9 critical states. I have teamed up with the Tea Party Patriots on an ambitious project to send a package directly to each and every one of these people. This compelling information will help undecided voters make an educated and informed decision. Now, the package contains a DVD movie called The Determinators, with eye-opening facts about the health care law. Now, the package also contains 1 U.S. Constitution. $15 pays to put one package into the hands of an undecided voter and help them make the right choice. After you donate, you're going to receive an electronic copy of everything in the package so you can view the material immediately. You get a link to watch the exclusive version of the movie, The Determinators, with special bonus content just for donors. Go right now to this website, Hannity, forsanity.com. And tell us how many undecided voters you will be directly responsible for informing with facts. Again, sign up, Hannity for Sanity, Hannity, forsanity.com.
Some news you've been waiting for. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. It took longer than usual to get underway, but gasoline prices have finally started their seasonal decline. The average price of regular gas has been working its way lower for 10 days in a row. It is currently around $3.74 a gallon, and the chief analyst at the Oil Price Information Service expects to see further price drops in the range of 5 to 15 cents a week over the next 3 weeks. Seems ironic, but the airline industry's recent safety record has become a safety challenge. The last deadly airline crash in the U.S. was more than 3.5 years ago. Such a positive record makes it harder for the Federal Aviation Administration to justify the cost of new safety regulations, since even small changes in the rules can cost the industry hundreds of millions of dollars. Today is the 25th anniversary of the black market stock market crash of 1987. Stock market futures are just slightly lower this morning. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
This is Charles Osgood. Our country was founded by and still celebrates self-starters who get things done on their own. And I see that independent spirit today in the small business owners we rely on to keep our lives running. But who do those small business owners rely on? Simple. The UPS store. Small business owners know that the UPS store in their neighborhood is locally owned, it's convenient, and can help with all of their packing and shipping needs. And the UPS store can help to promote their business with professional printing services for things like brochures, flyers, even posters. With their mailbox services, the UPS store can also sign for packages and send a text or email when they arrive, so no more waiting around for that important delivery. Perhaps the best thing the UPS store does is give small business owners the feeling that they're not alone out there. And even for these self-starters, that sure does feel reassuring.
We love small business. We love logistics. To find the location near you, visit theupsstore.com.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money, too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Over the last few years, the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition has helped thousands of guys lose stubborn fat, build lean muscle, and increase youthful stamina. Despite the success, our scientists remain hard at work pursuing the supplement industry's next great youth energy and weight loss enhancer. After much research, we're excited to announce the release of our newest, most potent Charger Pack yet, the Charger Test Pack. Featuring a brand new testosterone-infused formula, the new Charger Test Pack is supercharged to offer men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Increase energy and stamina. Increase muscle tone and get lean. Increase testosterone and libido with the new Charger Test Pack, available only at Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath and Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 703-7987. Complete
Nutrition. Hey, good morning, Brazos Valley weather forecast at 6:26. It's brought to you by the folks at Skyline. No, the folks at Brazos Valley. You know, new people come to town. They're offered information, sometimes samples from businesses. Get your business there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com. All right, here we go. It's 52 right now, which feels kind of nice out there. That with the northwesterly winds. I actually have a chill factor of 51. Anyway, look for a high temperature today, about 83 under sunny skies, and we'll continue to have light and variable winds. Tonight, about 56 for our low. And then, actually, the next 4 or 5 days, through about Tuesday or Wednesday next week, we'll be around 87 or so, which should be pleasant enough. It'll warm up considerably in the evenings now. Again, tonight, 56, but then we're closer to 70 for our lows after that. Again, right now, winds from the northwest at 5, 72% relative humidity, and we've got 52 degrees out there.
Where we come from, a truck's expected to work hard every day. Come rain or shine or hail, for that matter. And there's nothing more dependable than a Toyota truck. Built right here where we come from, Toyota trucks outwork the competition because they're over-engineered, which means a Toyota good enough isn't near good enough. And it shows at the worksite, on the roads, and in the awards. The Toyota Tundra's been named by J.D. Power & Associates the most dependable full-size pickup 7 years in a row. And the Tacoma so outperformed the competition, most of them just gave up, making Tacoma the number one selling mid-size truck, outselling its closest competitor 2-1. Get behind the wheel of a truck you can get behind. The Toyota Tundra or Toyota Tacoma. For a better than good deal and complimentary Toyota care, visit your local Toyota dealer now. Get $2,500 customer cash or lease a 2012 Tundra double cab for $299 a month for 36 months with $2,549 due at signing. Call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for details. Offer ends 11-5-2012.
If you have or will have elderly parents, there's a conversation that needs to happen that you've probably been avoiding. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Guys, if you haven't tried Entramax, the natural male enhancement supplement for on-demand performance in the bedroom, here's your chance to see what everyone is talking about. In celebration of 10 million doses, we're giving away 1 million bottles. Entramax was developed and perfected by specialists with over 40 years' experience in creating natural products that target pharmaceutical results without the side effects. Entramax works the first time, every time, for explosive, fast-action results in the bedroom. This is the product that drug companies don't want you to know about, but we do. That's why we're giving away 1 million bottles. Try Entramax for a few weeks and we'll deliver the best sex of your life, guaranteed. Take your performance to the next level. Call now to see how you can get a free bottle of doctor-recommended Entramax. This is a limited-time offer, so call 800-644-1262. That's 800-644-1262. Guys, when she's ready, be ready with Entramax. Call 800-644-1262. That's 800-644-1262.
It is inevitable that parents grow old, require more care, and eventually pass on. And the vast majority of elderly parents and their adult children are completely unprepared for that.
What happened?
happens is you get the phone call in the middle of the night that dad's walking down the street in his pajamas trying to give away the dog and mom is cooking eggs on the front lawn, and then you have to figure out what you're going to do, and you don't have the documents, you don't have the authority, you don't know where the assets are, but you have to spring to action.
Dan Taylor, author of the book The Parent Care Conversation, says it's important for children to talk to their elderly parents about what will happen should they become ill, where the important documents are, and where the assets are.
The goal of this talk is to let your parents design their care future instead of letting them default and you default to a situation that neither party has planned for. You see, this is not a situation that we have the option of dealing with. We either have to deal with this situation with our parents or as parents, either by design or default.
A lot of elderly parents will go to great lengths to avoid this conversation. It's just not something they want to talk about. And unfortunately, most people never have this conversation.
But the fact of the matter is, if you don't have this conversation, you get to have lots of unpleasant conversations because of it.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph Difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Easterwood Airport is on the way to becoming privately managed and operated.
Easterwood is operated in the red, according to A&M, to the tune of more than $3 million over the last two fiscal years. The university will collect requests for qualifications after next Friday's deadline. Vice President for Marketing and Communication Jason Cook says the decision will be made whether to issue requests for proposals. One firm would provide aviation services as the FBO, or fixed-based operator, and a second would manage the airport. Each would have a five-year agreement with an option for another 5 years. A&M is looking for an FBO with prior experience at a commercial airport and has the financial capability to invest in Easterwood's facilities and equipment. Online at WTAW.com, you can read A&M's RFQs. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
After 10 years in downtown Bryan, a homegrown business that's gone worldwide is headed west. Woodbolt International, which produces the CelluCor line of nutritional products, wants to relocate to the biomedical corridor. Bryan Mayor Jason Bienski says the new campus would include three buildings totaling 65,000 square feet and add 50 jobs.
There's nothing better than expanding a local business and working with them on their success. So in my opinion, better than recruiting a new business is working with an existing business when they have needs to expand and grow. So we're very excited about Woodbolt and their expansion and their current success.
The City Council, acting as the Commerce and Development Board, meets Tuesday to consider selling 8 acres in the corridor for almost $1.4 million. Bienski says Woodbolt will also seek tax abatements. When early voting starts Monday in Brazos County, election workers will be using electronic polling books for the first time. Voter Registrar Christy Rowe says the new technology will debut during a presidential election, in part because of a deadline to use state money.
I spoke to Karen McQueen, the elections administrator, and asked if she had funds that were dedicated funds that she could put towards this. And then we approached the county, the large cities and schools, and ask if they would like to participate in this, and we all came together and put the initial money up.
Rose says the electronic books will allow election workers to tell those who appear at the wrong location where they're supposed to vote. Healthcare providers are again adjusting to new regulations. The new president of St. Joseph Health System briefed members of the Bryan Rotary Club this week on what she titled healthcare, the bad, the ugly, and the not so good but improving. Odette Villano says 40% of those who need healthcare don't have a primary care physician, one of two people who have the most influence over our healthcare.
And what we're seeing now with urgent cares and express cares and even in our own health system, we're seeing that that's their primary care physician now. So how do we change how we deliver healthcare to create kind of a medical home within the express care if that's really where the consumer is going to go seek their care? We're trying to figure that out. We don't have all the answers, but we know that that is part of the issue.
As of October 1st, providers are paid based on their performance. Online at WTAW.com, you can hear Bolano's presentation and read the latest information. College Station police are asking to keep your ears and eyes open to catch those responsible for damaging brick mailboxes in three subdivisions earlier this week.
It's hard for somebody to go out and participate in this type of activity and keep it to themselves. Sometimes there'll be pictures, sometimes there'll be references to an activity that's not very specific, but you can read between the lines. Again, if we do have somebody who heard somebody talking, maybe saw something on Facebook, maybe heard an indirect reference to some type of activity that may have taken place, you know, let us know.
Officer Rhonda Seaton says vandals struck the Castlegate, Nantucket, and Great Oaks subdivisions. Those planning to break out their all-terrain vehicles for hunting season or pleasure riding may not be aware that they can no longer go on highways.
They group the recreational off-highway vehicles under the ATV vehicles. The same modus of operation applies to both of them under the same set of rules now. So what that does is before where there was some language that would allow some of these vehicles to be used on the roadway, they pretty much have taken that out.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says there's been little publicity about a change in state law that combines ATVs with other 4x4 off-road vehicles. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 53 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're one of the many whose health plan now gives you the freedom to choose the physician and hospital of your choice, consider moving up to St. Joseph with their award-winning service and incredible team of bright family medicine physicians. From St. Joseph's 24-hour access commitment to their well-known culture of excellence, learn how you'll benefit by making the switch. To experience the difference St. Joseph can make in your health, go to switchtosj.org or call our physician finder line at 774-2121.
Texas A&M football is back at Kyle Field, and Transportation Services wants you to know all about the convenient game day parking in and around campus starting at only $10. Public pay lots are located throughout campus and can be found near the Bonfire Memorial, Bush Library, Veterinary Medical Center, as well as the Central, Northside, and West Campus parking garages. There are free shuttles that run to many on-campus lots, as well as the Get to the Grid shuttle that runs to and from Post Oak Mall. For additional game day traffic, parking, and pedestrian information, log on to transport.tamu.edu.
The King and Queen invite you to the 38th Annual Texas Renaissance Festival. Join us Saturday, Sundays, and Thanksgiving Friday for 8 magically themed weekends of fun from October 6th through November 25th. Experience hundreds of daily performances and demonstrations. Feast on international food and beverages and explore any of our 400 shops. Discount tickets are on sale now at Randall's, Walgreens, and online at TexRenFest.com. Presented by the King's partners, Bud Light, Coca-Cola, and Spring Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Northside Fiat. Huzzah!
Having a swimming pool is an investment in family fun and an investment in your home's value. The Pool Guy has over 28 years' experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. Trust the Pool Guy to build a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of fun. Visit the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Weather's going to be dry over the next several days. I don't see any rain in sight right on through this upcoming weekend. We'll have fair skies during tonight. It cools down to about 50 to 55 degrees, light winds. During the day on Friday, mostly sunny skies and a bit over 80. At night, clear, a little bit milder, 55 to 60. And warming up during the weekend, mostly sunny Saturday, 82 to 86. Sunshine upper 80s during the day on Sunday. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What were you doing in there?
What was I doing?
I don't know. Yeah, I heard you banging around.
I'm not doing anything. They're getting ready for high school football tonight. And one of the announcers is in here getting the equipment.
Those announcers.
See, I just figured if you hadn't said anything, I would have thought it was Scott feeling frustrated about some article shaking it like he likes to do.
Yeah. No.
That's exactly what I thought was happening.
That was the audio from the sports room. Anyway, here's more speaking of audio from the sports
there league. You go. Yeah. In a nail-biter yesterday, overtime for Consol.
Three-step drop, pressure coming, hit behind the line, spinning around.
The outcome of that play, you have to hang around for 12 minutes to find out what happened.
Yeah.
We'll hear from the head coach, Les Miles, for LSU to find out what they think about coming into Kyle. And one to clinch in Major League Baseball and one more to go. You'll have to listen to find out what that is in a bit, too.
Oh, you're such a tease, Kevin.
Yeah, he is. So the president of the United States is taking some heat in the blogosphere for the comments that he made during his interview that was heard last night on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. Here's the audio, I believe, from the discussion that they had. We may have to go through a commercial. Let's see. Yeah, I got to skip the get to skip the commercial video here, and then we'll go right to the Daily Show.
Did you?
Here we go. Here.
Oh, you got it.
Yep. Oh, that's a little. Okay, there's the president. He's about to sit down.
I don't know if you get that.
Oh, that's the debate from the pictures. Yeah, they had the pictures of Michelle happy at one debate and really unhappy at the other. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Here, John. You know, I think, obviously, I had an off night.
Mm-hmm.
The presentation wasn't the way it needed to be, but the issues haven't changed. They didn't change after the first debate, and they didn't change in the second debate.
The difficulty, the perception seemed to be that state was on a different page than you.
Now, this is Benghazi.
If four Americans get killed, it's not optimal.
If four Americans get killed, it's not optimal.
Really?
He actually said that.
Gracious. So what number is optimal?
Right, exactly. When is it an okay situation? And now what he did is he picked up the phrase that Jon Stewart used when he asked the question, because Stewart said, is part of the investigation helping the communication between this, the intelligence divisions, because I would say, even you would have to admit, this was not the optimal response. And so he picked up on the word optimal. But again, when we're talking about four Americans dying, really? Optimal? Hillary's not going to run for president. I know you.
We said that earlier in the week.
Yeah. Well, apparently she had already said it to Marie Claire magazine. They've got a hard-hitting softball interview coming out with her. She says she will leave politics after President Obama's first term, which probably disappoints her red-nosed husband tremendously. The affirmation comes in the interview. Marie Claire released that so that you would run to the newsstands next week. And, Kat, I know you'll be buying a Marie Claire magazine. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Or do you have a prescription?
A prescription.
I have an optical
you may need one
prescription.
After.
Yeah, you have an optical prescription for that. Anyway, she also, but an interesting thing that she did also was she talked about an article that was in Atlantic Magazine that it was by a former State Department staffer on women, quote, having it all. And Hillary offered her opposing view. She said, you know, I can't stand whining. I can't stand the kind of paralysis that some people fall into because they're not happy with the choices they made. You live at a time when there are endless choices. Some women are not comfortable working at the pace and intensity you have at work in those jobs. Other women don't break a sweat. Of course, the same thing is true for men, but, I mean, she's basically telling women, hate to use the phrase, man up. I mean, if you don't like it, quit whining and move on to something else.
Exactly.
Hillary.
Did you see the thing with Biden yesterday?
No, what did he do yesterday?
He kept asking people in the crowd and the people in the podium and stuff behind him, talking about the wars and people that we had lost. And he was saying that we were in a war in Iraq and in Iran.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Are we?
Yes.
Had no...
Reed was sitting behind him. He said, okay, now everybody raise your hand if you know somebody that's at war in Iraq or Iran, and you hear the crowd cheer. And Reed raises his hand.
Oh, really? Where was he speaking, you know?
I don't remember.
Wow. Wow.
I remember going, really? In Iran? When
we did, I didn't know we were there. Yeah, we're warring over there. Dang. Now, yesterday, Whoopi Goldberg is not the smartest knife in the drawer. I think we probably knew that.
She's smarter than a lot of other knives.
Well, that's than other knives. But yesterday on The View, Ann Romney is on. And the whoopster starts talking to her, and she says to Ann Romney, as First Lady, if you get the job, it's going to entail a lot of things, and one of those things is going to be talking to mothers whose children are coming home in bags, you know, from wars. Now, I know I believe that your religion doesn't allow you to go fight. After a pause, Ann Romney says, no, that's not correct. We have many, many members of our faith that are serving in the armed forces. So then Whoopi goes, I say that because when I read about your husband, what I read, and maybe you can correct this, that the reason that he didn't serve in Vietnam was because it was against his religion. That's what I read. Again, Ann Romney, no, that's not correct. He was serving his mission. You know, I have five sons. They have also served missions. None of them has served in the military. So somehow, Whoopi got the idea that Mormons could not serve in the military. That's okay, Whoopi. You could either be right or wrong. You just happen to be wrong.
There you go.
So last night was the Al Smith dinner. They do this in New York for the Archdiocese of New York, and it's always the deal an election year when you have both candidates there to speak. And they get a chance to have a little lighthearted fun here in the midst of the campaign. So I really think, from what I heard, that Romney had better writers than the president. But here we go. Here's the president.
Everyone, please take your seats. Otherwise, Clint Eastwood will yell at them.
That's not bad.
That's clever.
In less than 3 weeks, voters in states like Ohio, Virginia, and Florida will decide this incredibly important election. Which begs the question, what are we doing here?
Uh-huh. All right. And here's the next one.
Of course, New Yorkers also have a big choice to make. You have to decide which one of us you want holding up traffic for the next 4 years.
I thought that's cute. That's cute. Okay.
Tonight, I am here with a man whose father was a popular governor and who knows what it's like to run a major northeastern state and who could very well be president someday, and I'm hoping it is Andrew Cuomo.
Uh-huh. Then there's...
This is the third time that Governor Romney and I have met recently. As some of you may have noticed, I had a lot more energy in our second debate. I felt really well rested after the nice long nap I had in the first debate. Although it turns out millions of Americans focused in on the second debate who didn't focus in on the first debate, and I happen to be one of them. I particularly want to apologize to Chris Matthews. 4 years ago, I gave him a thrill up his leg. This time around, I gave him a stroke.
And finally...
That's okay. I'm still making the most of my time in the city. Earlier today, I went shopping at some stores in Midtown. I understand.
Oh, I cut it off. Duh. He said Mr. Romney was shopping for some stores in Midtown. Okay. Here's Romney, who, again, I thought probably had a better night or had better writers.
I'm pleased to once again have the chance to see Governor Cuomo, who's already being talked about for higher office. A very impressive fellow, but he may be getting a little ahead of himself. I mean, let me get this straight. The man has put in one term as a governor. He has a father who happened to be a governor, and he thinks that's enough to run for president.
That's exactly what Romney is.
Right.
Of course, we're down to the final months of the president's term. Uh-huh. As president's...
Yeah. Like that.
As President Obama surveys the Waldorf banquet room with everyone in white tie and finery, you have to wonder what he's thinking. So little time. So much to redistribute.
Yeah.
And don't be surprised if the president mentions this evening the monthly jobs report where there was a slight improvement in the numbers. He knows how to seize the moment, this president, and already has a compelling new campaign slogan. You're better off now than you were 4 weeks ago.
That's great.
You know, with or without all the dignitaries that are here, the Al Smith dinner surely lives up to its billing. Usually when I get invited to gatherings like this, it's just to be the designated driver. Special admiration for the Apostle St. Peter, to whom it is said, upon this rock I will build my church. The story is all the more inspiring when you consider that he had so many skeptics and scoffers at the time who were heard to say, if you got a church, You didn't build that.
Yeah. So anyways, I thought he had better lines, but
absolutely.
We should get him on this show.
Yeah, sure. We'll work on that.
All right, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 20th, learn about composting. Great gardens begin with great soil, and we'll teach you how to manufacture your own great compost this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Put some zing in your spring with flowering bulbs. It's that time again with nurseries offering bountiful selections of tulips, daffodils, hyacinths, grape hyacinths, and the many less common minor bulbs. It isn't a difficult procedure. In fact, any gardener can master it in one season. That's even true for second floor apartment gardeners. I'll be back with details of spring bulbs right after this message. Did you know that more than 85% of Texans live within 20 miles of a farmer's market? The fact is, you probably do. Hopefully you've already learned the joy of those great, fresh, and nutritious Texas-grown fruits and vegetables. The production season in Texas is long and it's varied, and the crops that you'll find at your local farmer's market are going to include onions, carrots, peas, collard and mustard greens, broccoli, and cauliflower. There's nothing better than fresh, juicy Texas-grown peaches, vine-ripe tomatoes, the sweetest sweet corn, Texas blueberries, pecans, and Rio Grande Valley citrus. Oh my, Texas-grown produce at a local farmer's market, it doesn't get any better. The Texas Certified Farmers Market Association encourages you to share in their bounty. Support local agriculture. Support your local economy. Visit the website TexasCertifiedFarmersMarkets.com to find the farmer's market nearest you and to see what's currently available. Again, the website TexasCertifiedFarmersMarkets.com. If you're interested in spring flowering bulbs, you need to start with quality bulbs. No matter what type you're selecting, look for firm, top-sized bulbs. Most local nurseries will have ample supplies of the best bulbs available. Beware, however, of deeply discounted bargain bulbs from part-time garden centers. Chances are they may not be of the quality you'll need for best results. They may not even be very good varieties. Some of your bulbs need to be chilled artificially. That requires that you put them in the vegetable bin, not the freezer, of your refrigerator for a minimum of 45 days at 45 degrees. You plant them once the soil temperatures have hit 50 degrees for several consecutive days, usually in mid to late December. Prime candidates for this chilling include tulips and hyacinths. Most others can be planted as soon as you buy them. Spring flowering bulbs should be planted into loose, highly organic soils that drain quickly away after heavy rain. Since these plants will do most of their growing during winter's cooler weather, their soils won't dry out very quickly, and that makes the initial preparation especially important. Plant your bulbs two times as deep as they are tall. A 2-inch daffodil bulb, for example, should be 4 inches deep. It's usually best to use a fairly large number of bulbs in a given bed. Plant them in rounded groupings rather than long straight rows. Mass one color per area and plant the bulbs very close together for the best effect. That probably means putting them 2 to 3 bulbs widths apart. That's close enough that they may actually be easier just to rake the soil out of the bed, place the bulbs in their spots, and then carefully cover them over with the loose soil. Remember, however, that they must be at the proper planting depth. Some gardeners prefer to put 1 tablespoon of bone meal 1 to 2 inches beneath each bulb. That's usually not necessary since most of our soils in Texas have ample supplies of phosphorus anyway, especially the clay soils. Otherwise, a little special feeding will be required to keep the plants vigorous. If you intend to keep them over from 1 year to another, they'll probably get enough nutrition from the fertilizers you apply to other plants nearby. Commercial plantings have taught us to interplant our tulips, especially with short-growing annual flowers like pansies, so you can have a contrasting color. The tulips come up and grow, the pansies are all around them, then the tulips flower and they take over the show, then they die away. You can extricate them at that point and you still have pansies for several more weeks. There are lots of great bulbs out there in the market. Talk to your nurseryman about the best types for your needs. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. We'll start you off this morning with high school football and a rundown. Here's Zach Taylor.
High school football kicked off a little early this week with 5-2 A&M Consolidated hitting the road last night to take on the 4-2 College Park Cavaliers. The two teams went to overtime, tied at 28-all, before Tigers running back Xavier Jones scampered in the end zone for a touchdown that left it to the Consolidated defense to put the game away.
Buckley, three-step drop, pressure coming, hit behind the line, spinning around, he's dropped, and this ball game is over. The Tigers have won it in overtime, 35-28, the final score.
The win improves the Tigers' record to 6-2 on the year. They are now first in District 14-5A with a 3-1 district record. Games going on tonight. 2-5 Bryan will play host to district rival Lufkin at Merrill Green Stadium. Vikings coach Ross Rogers sat down and shared some of his thoughts on the 3-3 Panthers.
If you ever watch Lufkin play, you know the type of players they bring. They bring long, tall guys with a lot of quickness, a lot of speed. They've got a lot of tradition over there. They enjoy their high school football. They bring a big crowd. The band's always excited.
Kickoff is set for tonight at 7:30 with a pregame show starting at 7. You can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. 2-5 Rudder will travel south to take on 5-1 Brenham at Cubs Stadium. Rangers head coach C.M. Pierre says that while Brenham is a great team, anything can happen under the Friday night lights.
They got some athletes. They've got about four Division I guys. You know, they had the one young man that had the stroke early in the year, who was a D1 guy. They've got some pieces, no doubt. But, you know, the best thing about Friday night football and what I love is that you got to come ready to play every Friday night because anything can happen, and it can happen.
Kickoff for that game is set for 7:30. You can catch the 7 o'clock pregame show and all the action on the Zone HD 95.1-3. Rounding out area football tonight, 2-3 St. Joseph's hosts Shiner St. Paul at 7:30, and the College Station Cougars will be looking to capture their third win in a row when they host the Woodlands JV Green Team tonight at 7:30 as well. Number 1 3A state-ranked Navasota has a bye week, but will return to action next Friday against Rockdale at Rattler Stadium. And that has been your Friday football report. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Get podcasts of the game and more info can be found at BrazosFootball.com. The countdown's on for Fightin' Texas Aggie football at Kyle Field. It starts in 1 day, 4 hours, and 4 minutes. Here's Les Miles, head coach from LSU, on tomorrow's game.
We had a very, very productive offense. Johnny Manziel was a very, very capable quarterback, run and pass. Really an exciting player. Coach Sumlin's done a great job there. I think their organization is good, offense, defense, and special teams. Their defense is a very athletic group, guys that are very talented in position. I think we'll look forward to playing Texas A&M. Certainly at Kyle Field.
Pre-game starts at 10 with Dave and Dave. Kickoff set for 11, and you can catch all the action right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. By the way, the 2013 football schedule was released, and it is posted right now at WTAW.com. Defending world champion St. Louis Cardinals are one victory away from a return trip to the Fall Classic. The Redbirds needed one home run to get it started, and then it finished up 8-3. They lead the series 3-1 over San Fran. The Tigers secured their 11th trip to the World Series by finishing a four-game sweep of the New York Yankees. Final score yesterday, 8-1. Low-scoring defensive struggle with San Fran and the Seahawks. It ended up 13-6 last night in Thursday Night Football. And finally, the Maroon and White clinched the SEC Western Division title this past weekend and will interplay Friday with a 10-point advantage over Auburn and Ole Miss. Here's Coach G on what's to come. From 12th Man TV.
Obviously, we still want more, and we've still got three games to go to, you know, that we get to play at home. So I'm excited for the accomplishment of what we've been able to do so far, but still are hungry to improve and do a little bit better in the big run.
Number 9 Aggies host Tennessee and Georgia for the final week homestand of the regular season. A&M looks to improve its two-game winning streak today at 7, and they play then on Sunday at 1:30. That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan. Still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet has outgrown its name.
We're now Brazos Valley Flooring and Design Center.
And during our grand opening, not only will you save on the largest selection of flooring, lighting, ceiling fans, and accessories, you'll save on kitchen and bathroom countertops. Coordinate your choice of countertops with your flooring and lighting all in one place and save store-wide. During the grand opening of Brazos Valley Flooring and Design Center.
At the corner of Welvin Road and Rock Prairie.
Thank you.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Russ Harvell. Linda and I would like to thank the Brazos Valley for voting Texas Trading Post's best online store and the best of the Brazos Valley. Come see us at txtraders.com.
We Texans love to show our...
I know, we just talked about that, didn't we? Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, it's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Look for a high temperature today, probably up around 82 degrees. Low temperature tonight will be, once again, in the upper 50s. And then we're going to warm up 86.
Per day, from cardboard to concrete and everything in between. Try BVR's new Think Globally, Act Locally program free for 30 days. A customized recycling program, both simple and affordable. Call Brazos Valley Recycling for your 30-day free trial. 260-0006 or BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
The unemployment rate is at its lowest level since I took office. I don't have a joke here. I just thought it would be useful to remind everybody.
President Obama yucking it up with Mitt Romney, the two trading jokes instead of barbs at a charity dinner in New York City. Fox News Radio's Hank Weinblum was there, now here live.
Yeah, loads of laughs and plenty of politics, too, at the annual Al Smith dinner at the Waldorf. President Obama took note of the unusual first names Barack and Mitt.
Actually, Mitt is his middle name. I wish I could use my middle name.
Governor Romney joked about the news media and a liberal bias.
My job is to lay out a positive vision for the future of the country, and their job is to make sure no one else finds out about it.
There were also jokes about Joe Biden and Paul Ryan and zingers aimed at Clint Eastwood and binders full of women, Dave.
Well, Hank, today, serious campaigning again. The president in Virginia, Romney in Florida. The two debate one last time Monday, and Libya could be a big part of it. As for the intelligence surrounding the attack last month that killed our ambassador and three other Americans, President Obama told The Daily Show,
every piece of information that we get, as we got it, we laid it out for the American people.
Now, the AP has new intelligence details that a CIA station chief in Libya reported within 24 hours of the attack. They had evidence it was militants, not a mob angry over a video, as the Obama administration first insisted before calling it a terror attack. The Pakistani girl who was shot in the head by Taliban gunmen is doing a little better.
Doing very well. In fact, she was standing with some help.
That's Dr. Dave Rosser at the British hospital that is treating the girl, who's now 15 years old. She's also able to write, however.
It's clear that she's not out of the woods yet.
Because of an infection that is still in the track where the bullet went into her head in Pakistan. Is Fidel Castro in bad shape? A Venezuelan doctor says the former Cuban dictator suffered a stroke, telling the Miami Herald that he's in an almost vegetative state. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Gold Rush, Discovery's number one series, returns to Friday.
Smells like gold, here we go!
And this season...
Where is the gold?
Someone...
We don't give up that easily.
...will hit the mother lode.
Oh, that's great.
And you could get rich, too. Go to GoldRushGiveaway.com right now to register. Then watch for a special code on premiere night with your chance to win $100,000 worth of gold.
Nothing to it!
For official rules and details, go to GoldRushGiveaway.com. It's all part of Gold Rush Premiere Night, Friday, October 26th at 9, 8 Central, only on Discovery.
We believe that even when your team is apart, it should be easy to be together. That when you can meet face-to-face, you're more likely to see eye-to-eye. That when everyone is on the same screen, it's a lot easier to be on the same page. Welcome to GoToMeeting, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. With one click, launch or join a meeting from anywhere. It's that easy. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Where we come from, a truck's expected to work hard every day.
come rain or shine or hail for that matter. And there's nothing more dependable than a Toyota truck. Built right here where we come from, Toyota trucks outwork the competition because they're over-engineered, which means a Toyota good enough isn't near good enough. And it shows at the worksite, on the roads, and in the awards. The Toyota Tundra has been named by J.D. Power and Associates the most dependable full-size pickup 7 years in a row. And the Tacoma so outperformed the competition, most of them just gave up, making Tacoma the number one selling midsize truck, outselling its closest competitor 2-1. Get behind the wheel of a truck you can get behind. The Toyota Tundra or Toyota Tacoma. For a better than good deal and complimentary Toyota care, visit your local Toyota dealer now. Get $2,500 customer cash or lease a 2012 Tundra Double Cab for $299 a month for 36 months with $2,549 due at signing. Call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for details. Offer ends 11-5-2012.
With those hot summer days turning into cool fall temperatures, it's time to rethink your drink with Specs. And this fall, it's all about the Reds. These rich, smooth wines pair well with just about everything, especially a good Sunday football game. And the experts at Specs can help complement your seasonal cuisine with an outstanding selection of Specs exclusive wines. You won't find these lower-priced palate pleasers anywhere else. Specs has Texas' largest selection of world-class wines, spirits, and finer foods. Come in today and stock up on holiday savings with a case of your favorite wine. Or try something new with a Specs staff pick. And nothing pairs better with holiday sweets than a chilled dessert wine. Find lower prices on everything you need at Specs. You're on the way, less to pay for everyday stores.
Shop Specs, low priced, amazing. Here's to you, shop. Cheers to savings.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Bavisma's biannual Household Hazardous Waste and Computer Collection event is nearly here. The date is set for October 27th from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. The residents of Brazos Valley will be able to dispose of their household hazardous waste free of charge. The event can be accessed off Harvey Road, going east of Highway 6. Take the first left after Veterans Park. There will be no entry allowed from University Drive. For more information, call the HHW hotline at 979-764-3809. Visit the website at bvswma.com.
A&M Consolidated Tiger Football is brought to you this season by these local businesses.
First Victoria Bank, Kelly Burt Dozer, Subway, Blinn College, Max Food Mart, Prosperity Bank, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Elms Orthodontics, Pride Cleaners, ABC Home and Commercial Services, American Momentum Bank, St. Joseph Regional Health Center, and the String and Horn Shop.
You're listening to the home of A&M Consolidated Tiger Football, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 7:07. It's 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A Bryan-based manufacturer of nutritional products is looking to move to the biomedical corridor. Tuesday's agenda for the Bryan Commerce and Development Board, who are members of the City Council, includes selling land to Woodbolt International, the parent company of the CelluCor product line.
It's a homegrown business. These are local Aggies that have been in downtown Bryan, kind of off the radar, and I don't think a lot of people knew much about Woodbolt and their success, and they've done fantastic over the last few years, and you know, they would started the process of looking at expanding the operations and look at working with them in any way possible to keep them here in Bryan.
Mayor Jason Bielinski says the new 8-acre Woodbolt campus would include 25,000 square feet of office space, a 20,000 square foot gym, and a 20,000 square foot warehouse. Bielinski says employment would grow from 75 to 125. Texas A&M wants a third party to run Easterwood Airport.
For another week, the university is accepting applications from interested companies to do one of two things, either manage the airport or provide aviation services. Vice President for Marketing and Communications, Jason Cook, says a decision will be made after next Friday's deadline whether to proceed with issuing requests for proposals. If that happens, A&M intends to award separate agreements to separate firms, each for 5 years with the possibility of a five-year renewal. Financial information you can read on the WTAW.com website indicates the airport has had operating losses the last two fiscal years totaling more than $3 million. Private companies interested in managing Easterwood are supposed to tell A&M what they see are challenges to the airport's growth and success and opportunities that should be pursued. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Vandals targeted three College Station neighborhoods earlier this week. Officer Rhonda Seaton says nine brick mailboxes were damaged in the Nantucket, Great Oaks, and Castle Gate subdivisions.
In each case, there were no tire marks around the mailbox, but it did look like the mailbox had been struck by a large object, something heavy enough, large enough to, you know, cause the mailboxes to partially fall over, to cause damage to the bricks. And so we believe it probably was struck by a vehicle, but in a manner that didn't cause the vehicle to drive up into the yards of the home.
Damage at each location ranged between $200 and $500. More technology is being employed in Brazos County elections. Voter Registrar Christy Rowe says a combination of funding sources paid for electronic polling books that will be used by election workers.
On election day, they'll be limited to voting people who should be voting at that polling location. But if somebody shows up and they shouldn't be there, the election worker is actually going to have access to the entire county's voter rolls. And they'll be able to find that person and tell them what polling location they need to go to.
The e-books will save printing costs in future elections. Rowe says voter registration lists will be printed as one of several backup plans for this election. The new president of St. Joseph Health System this week updated members of the Bryan Rotary Club about the landscape of healthcare on the national and state level. The resume of Odette Bolano, who came to St. Joseph in July, includes leading other nonprofit as well as for-profit companies. That includes new regulations that started October 1st, where providers are paid based on their performance. She calls it behavioral economics, or rewarding those who are healthy.
Employers are doing a lot of things. You know, for example, if you're a non-smoker, we'll take, I don't know, $10 off your monthly payment of what you owe for your insurance coverage. You know, if you do a health assessment, you know, with Cigna, whoever your insurer is, we identify what your risk factors are, and we are communicating on a regular basis things to decrease those risk factors.
You can find her entire presentation titled Healthcare, the Bad, the Ugly, and the Not So Good But Improving on our website at WTAW.com. And little publicity has been given to adjustments in state law regarding driving off-road vehicles along highways. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says all-terrain craft are now grouped with 4x4 vehicles.
If you operate these type vehicles for farm use within 25 miles of your residence for farm use, you can go down the highway, which is fence line to fence line. So in other words, on the grass part. Now, you can cross the roadway at a 90-degree. You got to have 8-foot foam and a 12-inch horse flag. Driver license, lighting on the ATV vehicle is required.
Morgan says it's something to remember as hunting season approaches because game wardens will be watching. WTAW News Time is 7:12. It's 53 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirnemann Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirnemann Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirnemann Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zwirnemann Flooring today.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 20th, learn about composting. Great gardens begin with great soil, and we'll teach you how to manufacture your own great compost this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Harry has a Honda, Holly has a Honda, Howard has a Honda too. Helen has a Honda, Harvey has a Honda, I know what I'm gonna do.
Right now, get 1.9% for up to 72 months on the 2012 Accord, Odyssey, or Cross Tour. The 2013s will be arriving soon. Hurry in for the best deals on remaining inventory.
Huey has a Honda, Herman has a Honda, Hazel has a Honda too. Horace has a Honda, Wanda has a Honda, don't you want a Honda too?
Allen's got your Honda.
Hey, it's 7:14. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Weather's going to be dry over the next several days. I don't see any rain in sight right on through this upcoming weekend. We'll have fair skies during tonight. It cools down to about 50 to 55 degrees, light winds. During the day on Friday, mostly sunny skies and a bit over 80. At night, clear, a little bit milder, 55 to 60. And warming up during the weekend, mostly sunny Saturday, 82 to 86. Sunshine upper 80s during the day on Sunday. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Consol took it down to the wire in overtime last night. Stick around to find out what happened. 2013 A&M SEC schedule was released yesterday. We'll have that for you here in just a bit. And the Major League Baseball playoffs and NFL Thursday Night Football all on the way.
That's right. And of course, a big football game coming up tomorrow. And
yeah.
So here we go.
Talking
with
about when the Aggies smack a little Tiger Heine.
There you go. The LSU fight song. Like knights of old, we fight to hold the glory of the purple and gold.
Wow, it's rhymey.
Yeah, it is. We'll carry through, we'll die or do. I thought it was do or die. Yeah. But then that wouldn't rhyme.
No.
Would it?
Mm-mm.
To win this game for LSU. Keep trying for the final score. Ooh, listen to that, man. Come
like
on,
it.
You Tigers, fight for more, for more. Come, you Tigers, fight, fight, fight for dear old LSU.
I like it.
Oh, yeah.
I like it a lot.
It doesn't say anything about being drunk on Bourbon Street, though, does it?
Oh,
I mean, so
that would be a little more accurate.
Well, it would. I mean, it really would. So, all right, so here's what it sounds like. Uh-huh. Like knights of old, we fight to hold the glory of the purple and gold.
Scott.
We'll carry through, we'll die or do.
I think you're a little bit behind the
game for LSU. Well, excuse me. They're Cajuns. You're going to be singing it, okay?
Ah. There ain't no jug in this band.
It's like they're going to be seeing double anyway from the opening kickoff. Oh.
That is a broad generalization,
it,
Scott.
It certainly is, and it's exactly who they are. But, you know, that's fine. Yeah. Okay. Remember, you have to have a ticket to get in the stadium. See, people from LSU don't
Scott!
Understand that. What?
They will find where we live.
They will find where Scott lives.
They won't care. Anyway, so we'll see how all that works out. We'll have the game on. Kickoffs at
11.
Commercials after 11, yeah.
Commercials after 11.
Well, I mean, you know, they got to have the commercials, then they'll do the kickoff. The federal government, the Federal Trade Commission says, more than 217 million phone numbers are now on the National Do Not Call Registry. Yesterday, the agency hosted a public summit to address the issue of illegal pre-recorded telemarketing calls or robocalls. Now, before you complain, I want you to remember that political robocalls are exempt.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, you have to listen to those well, excuse me. They can go ahead and continue to call. You don't have to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, it's these robocalls, which many people have complained about. Those kinds of robocalls have, in fact, been illegal since 2009. I'm not going to say there are unscrupulous folks out there who continue to do it, but they probably do.
There
so
are.
If you answer the phone and hear a pre-recorded sales pitch from a telemarketer, it's probably an illegal robocall. Here's what you do. Hang up. Don't press 1 to get an operator. Don't press any buttons at all, because that'll mean you'll probably never get off the robocallers list. And again, if they say, push this button to get off our list, guess what? You're probably not going to get off their list. Consider calling your phone provider and asking them to block that number. But make sure to ask whether it charges for that service, just so you know. Telemarketers change caller ID information very easily, and they do it very often, so it may be worthwhile to pay the fee, at least according to the Federal Trade Commission. They say that might be worthwhile. Hello?
Hey, you know Huey P. Long co-wrote the LSU fight song,
Boy, that doesn't surprise me at all. No, I didn't know that.
Did he really?
He was in charge of funding for LSU, so he could probably do anything he wanted to, right? Okay, good. Thank you. I appreciate that. I had no idea.
That's very interesting trivia.
Yeah. Huey, boy, all the King's men. What a great story.
Have you read the book?
Yeah. He's one in a million. I don't know that his security team didn't have something to do with his demise. You know, that's always been considered.
That's the rumor.
And finally, to report a robocall to the FTC, visit the agency's complaint assist. Right. Okay. Now, you can add your number to the do not call list for nothing. Go to their website, which is donotcall.gov, donotcall.gov. And good luck with that. Hope that works out for you. Got a trivia question coming up in the next half hour. Got some tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival we're going to be giving away.
Be a great weekend for
you. Yeah, it's they've been blessed with really good weather for a while. All right, so a report released yesterday by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention confirms what we talked about, a couple of months ago. These single-use laundry detergent pods, this is an emerging public health hazard in U.S. America. Young kids being the most vulnerable. You know, the deal is they make these little detergent pods, if you've seen them. Actually, they started doing it first with dishwashing detergent, I think. But these things are colorful. And don't know why they do that, but they do. They make them different colors. And so, as a result, kiddos don't know any better. And little bitties can get near those things, and they pop them in their mouth, and it's really not good for you. In fact, there were 1,008 exposures reported between May 17th and June 17th.
No kidding.
That's 1 month.
Wow.
So if you're going to use those things, if that works for you, then just make sure that the kiddos can't get near them. It's not a good idea. All right, so kind of a neat story here. Little kid, 10 years old, Down syndrome. Disappeared on Tuesday afternoon from his home in Alabama, found safe and sound on Wednesday after spending a cold night in the woods. Apparently, a bunch of little puppies got together as a pack and kept him warm.
You are kidding me.
Yep, that's right. The search volunteer eventually found the boy near a creek thanks to the family dog and the dog's offspring. They were all over there barking.
Holy cow!
How many puppies was that?
I don't know. Just said a bunch of puppies, so that's kind of cool.
Was it Lassie?
Timmy's in the mine! Is that right? Is that Lassie? Timmy's in the mine?
Timmy's in the well.
Dang, oh yeah, that's it. Whatever. Well, you can't. Hey, all those barks sound the same. I can't tell whether it's the well or the. Yeah. Poor grandpa.
You're not bilingual.
All right, Timmy's lost somewhere. We got to go find him. All right, where was he last time? Okay, he may not be there this time. Okay, let's see what else we got here. Oh, a New York teacher fined $4,000 for giving students free homework passes if they purchased his homemade soap. Oh, very nice.
That's brilliant.
At least three students bought single bars of soap. One student purchased three bars. Okay, so are you going to give me one break on that? If I buy three bars of soap, will you give me four passes on my assignment, not having to do that?
Buy three, get one free.
Something like that. Hey, you may as well. Yeah, do what you can. Oh, while speaking of puppies just a minute ago, Nebraska authorities ticketed a man who allegedly stashed his puppy in a newspaper box while he went inside a restaurant. Truck driver, who was from California. Well, he told police that he's just trying to keep his dog safe while he's inside to eating at this fast food restaurant in Lincoln.
And there was piddle paper.
Sure. Oh, I didn't even think about that.
It's all set.
Yeah, it's it. That's all you need. Well, it's probably nice and warm in there with the newspaper. So he said he didn't really leave his puppy in there for very long, and he didn't want to leave him in the truck, and he knew he couldn't bring him in the restaurant. So he inserted a dollar in the newspaper box, pulled it open, put the puppy in there, and there you go.
He was paying rent.
Yeah, as a matter of fact. And in fact, witnesses said he dropped another dollar in the machine, then pulled out a paper instead of the puppy. So, no. I'm kidding.
Hartford Insurance, Safeco Insurance, Kemper Insurance, America First Insurance, Hoheim Prairie Insurance, United Fire Insurance, Texas Mutual, CNA Insurance, Allied Insurance.
Hi, this is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. That was a list of just some of the over 30 insurance companies that our agency represents. Different companies offer different rates for different people. The question is, how do you know which company will offer you the best rate? The answer is simple. Drop by our office at the Kroger Center on Rock Prairie or call 694-1555 the next time you need insurance. We will match you with the company that offers you the best rate, and we will give you exceptional service. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're known by the companies we keep.
W.E. Gibson Insurance, always by your side.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
Here's David Schulte explaining the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
The Bulletproof Roof Guarantee is a concept that began with the fact that various products and service providers offer you warranties and guarantees. When you go to use those warranties and guarantees, you find out they're full of holes. They don't cover and protect you the way they should. We want to create a roof installation along with this warranties and guarantees that wouldn't be full of holes. In other words, bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing.
Hey, Newstalk 1620, WTAW, hello?
Yeah, you know, that truck driver's not too intelligent.
Why?
If he'd have been smart, he'd have gone out and bought a service animal vest. He could have taken the dog
yeah,
in with
him. That's probably right. He may do that in the, I kind of like the idea. I mean, but really, I didn't even think about it until you said that. I mean, just you go ahead and you got the papers right
there. Absolutely.
You got a whole stack of them. Everything should be just fine.
Borrow a coffee mug so you can put a little water in there.
Sure. I mean, should be absolutely fantastic.
All right. May have created a revenue stream.
Well, that's again, you know, I guess I don't know what I don't work for a newspaper, but that might be something that you could put on the outside. Today's newspaper, and then also could be like a little puppy place. 725. Hey, the folks over at Suddenlink want to remind you that they've got big things going on right now, and you can be a part of it because savings days are going on at Suddenlink. And savings days, this is what it basically means to you, is you've got an opportunity to save like never before on what you may need right now, which is high-speed internet. You know, being able to have the speed to do what you want to do on the internet is important, whether it's doing gaming, maybe actually studying if you need to do that, but streaming movies and downloading music, you can do that as well. Plus, there's Suddenlink SL200 HD TV package that gives you tons of HD programming absolutely free, and it gives you access to Suddenlink To Go, which allows you to stream your favorite movies and TV shows straight to your laptop or your computer, wherever you happen to go. If you're an NFL person, remember, of course, NFL Red Zone. That gives you an opportunity to see whenever a team gets into the red zone in the NFL, no matter where it is, it'll take you there so you can see that. And, of course, there's 24/7 on NFL coverage on the NFL Network. You can get that also from Suddenlink. So give them a call and find out about that. And, of course, every month there's something new and different on the video on demand. As we told you, there were movies earlier this month that are a good 4 weeks, 8 weeks sometimes ahead of what Netflix and Redbox does. So go to Suddenlink.com and get more information or give them a call at 1-800-915-1866. Savings days going on right now at Suddenlink. So get in touch with them and find out how you can save and use your internet just the way that you want to. All right, a Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Valley. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on your business or samples. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. It's nice this morning. Now, we're going to have a little bit of a change because the wind is going to shift around, and it's not going to feel quite as cool as it has been. Look for a high temperature today, about 83 with variable winds. Tonight, 56 is our low. And then we'll be back around 87, 88, something like that for the next 5 or 6 days. And you'll really notice that in the evenings, it's not going to be as cool because we'll be down around 70 for our lows. Right now, humidity is 72%. Winds are from the northwest at 5. And again, we've got 52 degrees out there. Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
In the debate the other night, Obama pointed out that Mitt Romney was a very successful investor. Obama then said if somebody approached Romney with a plan to spend $7 or $8 trillion, but wouldn't say how they would pay for it until after the election, Romney wouldn't accept such a sketchy deal. And Obama said the American people shouldn't take that kind of deal from Romney because the math doesn't add up. It's an amazing argument coming from Barack Hussein Obama. When he ran in 2008, he didn't tell anybody that he would run up the deficit by $5 trillion in 4 years. He didn't tell anybody about the trillion-dollar Porculus program supposed to create millions of new jobs. That was nothing but a slush fund for Democrat special interest anyway. That was unpaid for. The trillions we knew nothing about in 2008. And then came Obamacare. Not only is that monstrosity laden with new taxes, Obama takes over $700 billion from Medicare to pay for it. So let's go back to his point that Americans shouldn't take a deal when they don't know the details. I remember Nancy Pelosi saying, we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what's in it, away from the fog of controversy. Americans didn't know all the horrible details in that sketchy deal, but Obama, Pelosi, Harry Reid shoved it down our throats anyway. Given his track record, Barack Obama's the last guy who should ever lecture anybody on secretive, sketchy deals.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
In this business climate, flexibility equals profitability. Just one more reason we chose a Regis office for 2 if by T. Business changes and plans change. The economy changes. Your Regis office changes to fit your needs. You can upsize or downsize your office, even change your office location anywhere within the Regis network with no penalty. Now, whatever your office needs, Regis can help save you a fortune. Your Regis office comes beautifully furnished in a prestigious building. You get a receptionist to greet your clients and answer your phones, meeting rooms when you need them, state-of-the-art video conferencing, and all of that with no long-term lease. Regis is the new way to work, folks. Go to regus.com/rush, and you'll get 2 months free. Or you can call and tell them Rush sent you, and you'll get your 2 free months. It's 1-800-OFFICES. This is Regis at 1-800-OFFICES.
Howdy, this is Chuck Conderla, currently serving on Bryan City Council and running for re-election in the citywide race this year. In my time on council, Bryan has seen greater investments in infrastructure and core services. We've paid for this with reduced spending, smart economic development, yielding more jobs locally, and a reduced tax rate. While my opponent served as mayor 4 decades ago, Bryan experienced lawsuits, retail business loss, and a crumbling downtown and infrastructure. Vote Chuck Conderla for Bryan's future.
Political ad paid for by the Conderla campaign. For more info, go to chuckforbryancouncil.com.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 52 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal, and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Easterwood Airport is on the way to becoming privately managed and operated.
Easterwood is operated in the red, according to A&M, to the tune of more than $3 million over the last 2 fiscal years. The university will collect requests for qualifications after next Friday's deadline. Vice President for Marketing and Communication Jason Cook says the decision will be made whether to issue requests for proposals. One firm would provide aviation services as the FBO, or fixed-based operator, and a second would manage the airport. Each would have a 5-year agreement with an option for another 5 years. A&M is looking for an FBO with prior experience at a commercial airport and has the financial capability to invest in Easterwood's facilities and equipment. Online at WTAW.com, you can read A&M's RFQs. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
After 10 years in downtown Bryan, a homegrown business that's gone worldwide is headed west. Woodbolt International, which produces the CelluCor line of nutritional products, wants to relocate to the biomedical corridor. Bryan Mayor McJason Bienski says the new campus would include 3 buildings totaling 65,000 square feet and add 50 jobs.
There's nothing better than expanding a local business and working with them on their success. So in my opinion, better than recruiting a new business is working with an existing business when they have needs to expand and grow. So we're very excited about Woodbolt and their expansion and their and their current success.
The City Council, acting as the Commerce and Development Board, meets Tuesday to consider selling 8 acres in the corridor for almost $1.4 million. Bianski says Woodbolt will also seek tax abatements. When early voting starts Monday in Brazos County, election workers will be using electronic polling books for the first time. Voter Registrar Christy Rowe says the new technology will debut during a presidential election in part because of a deadline to use state money.
I spoke to Karen McQueen, the elections administrator, and asked if she had funds that were dedicated funds that she could put towards this. And then we approached the county, the large cities and schools, and asked if they would like to participate in this. And we all came together and put the initial money up.
Rowe says the electronic books will allow election workers to tell those who appear at the wrong location where they're supposed to vote. Healthcare providers are again adjusting to new regulations. The new president of St. Joseph Health System briefed members of the Bryan Rotary Club this week on what she titled Healthcare, the Bad, the Ugly, and the Not So Good But Improving. Odette Bellano says 40% of those who need health care don't have a primary care physician, one of two people who have the most influence over our health care.
And what we're seeing now with urgent cares and express cares and even in our own health system, we're seeing that that's their primary care physician now. So how do we change how we deliver health care to create kind of a medical home within the express care if that's really where the consumer is going to go seek their care? We're trying to figure that out. We don't have all the answers, but we know that that is part of the issue.
As of October 1st, providers are paid based on their performance. Online at WTAW.com, you can hear Bellano's presentation and read the latest information. College Station police are asking you to keep your eyes and ears open to catch those responsible for damaging brick mailboxes in three subdivisions earlier this week.
It's hard for somebody to go out and participate in this type of activity and keep it to themselves. Sometimes there'll be pictures, sometimes there'll be references to an activity that's not very specific, but you can read between the lines. Again, if we do have somebody who heard somebody talking, maybe saw something on Facebook, maybe heard an indirect reference to some type of activity that may have taken place, you know, let us know.
Officer Rhonda Seaton says vandals struck the Castlegate, Nantucket, and Great Oaks subdivisions. Those planning to break out their all-terrain vehicles for hunting season or pleasure riding may not be aware that they can no longer go on highways.
They group the recreational off-highway vehicles under the ATV vehicles. The same modus of operation applies to both of them under the same set of rules now. So what that does is, before, where there was some language that would allow some of these vehicles to be used on the roadway, they pretty much have taken that out.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says there's been little publicity about a change in state law that combines ATVs with other 4x4 off-road vehicles. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 53 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, where you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Cam McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25-plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations: South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround? Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing? Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
When you're on the road, things sometimes treat have a way of appearing out of nowhere. Which is why the BMW 3 Series comes Raccoon, with features to help keep you focused. BMW apps connect you to Facebook, Twitter, email, and Pandora hands-free, and the BMW head-up display projects speed navigation onto the windshield. Also, Garden Gnome, you can stay focused jogger on the road ahead. The BMW 3 Series is here. We only make one thing: the ultimate driving machine, Squirrel.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
watching the game with friends, know when to pass up that drink, or pass off your keys. A message from TxDOT.
Bavisma's biannual Household Hazardous Waste and Computer Collection event is nearly here. The date is set for October 27th from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. The residents of Brazos Valley will be able to dispose of their household hazardous waste free of charge. The event can be accessed off Harvey Road going east of Highway 6. Take the first left after Veterans Park. There will be no entry allowed from University Drive. For more information, call the HHW hotline at 979-764-3809. Visit the website at bvswma.com.
It's a jungle out there. Finding the right dentist shouldn't be. Discover Safari Dental. Safari Dental offers services for all ages and introduces their brand new orthodontic services. Safari Dental also offers free teeth bleaching for life, a $299 value. For every exam and x-ray, get a free professional bleaching kit. Stop hunting for the right dentist. Discover Safari Dental. Go to mysafaridental.com. Call 979-217-2185. That's 217-2185.
7:39, Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
A high-pressure area is going to give us some nice weather over the next several days coming up. A forecast here through the night, it'll be mostly clear. Cool overnight, low temperatures down between 50 and 55. And a mostly sunny day coming up on Friday, high temperature, low 80s. Fair at night, a little milder, upper 50s. Mostly sunny skies and low to mid-80s coming up on Saturday, and even a bit warmer during the day on Sunday. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Three-step drop, pressure coming. Hit behind the line, spinning around.
Find out what happened coming up in 12 minutes. It was a squeaker with Consol last night in overtime. We'll also get to your sports with the 2013 SEC football schedule released yesterday, and we'll hear from LSU head coach Les Miles on what his thoughts of tomorrow's game will be.
All right, 20 minutes till. News Talk 1620 WTAW doing trivia here in just a minute. In the meantime, as with anything, we're always out here trying to help you be more productive at work. Well, no, we're not. Sometimes we're actually giving you websites that will cut into your productivity. But today, since it's Friday, just give you an idea as to what you could do to increase your productivity. We tell you the story this morning of Manish Setha. Manish Setha. Manish gets distracted from the interweb at work, and his productivity suffers because of it, but he came up with a pretty unique solution to this problem. He's hired somebody on Craigslist to slap him in the face when he gets off task. Yeah.
Come on in and just smack him.
Yep, Manish knew that he really wasn't being as productive as he could be. Now, all we know is his workplace. We don't know what that happens to be. So, instead, I like that. Okay, one more time.
Hang on.
No, it takes a while to reload. He knew that he wasn't being very productive. And so he installed a program called Rescue Time at rescuetime.com, which monitors what you do on your computer. Manish discovered that he was 38% productive. That meant almost 19 hours of his time during the test week was wasted mostly on social media sites. So he hired his face slapper, who he met at a coffee shop, sat down by his side for a day, smacked him in the face, and his productivity went to 98%.
Is it a pretty girl?
I don't know what she looks like. I have no idea what he or she looks like.
No, she's okay.
Okay. Anyway, get somebody to smack you in the face. I like that. All right, now and chew on this one. Caffeinated gum can improve your athletic performance if you start chewing it at just the right moment. Lots of studies have shown that caffeine can improve both running and cycling performance and can reduce the amount of pain and exertion that you feel during a physical activity. For that reason, caffeinated gum has become quite popular, quite the performance enhancer, if you will, that's legal, for not only recreational, but highly trained endurance athletes. A Kent State University study, they wanted to find out exactly when athletes should start chewing gum. Researchers recruited a small group of trained bike riders and asked each man, to compete in a series of four cycling trials spread over several weeks and at different points. Before each of those time trials, the researchers had the men chew either a piece of gum that contained 300 milligrams of caffeine or a placebo gum. When the trained cyclist chomped down on the caffeinated gum 5 minutes before the trial, get this, they shaved off more than 2 minutes from their time.
Holy cats!
Which is pretty good.
That's huge in a time trial.
Yep, dropping from an average of roughly 40 minutes to 38 minutes. Chewing the caffeinated gum 1 or 2 hours before the trial did not result in performance benefits. So, apparently, right before is when you're supposed to do that. But also, they found out something else in this, which was that it doesn't even necessarily have to be gum that you chew. You can use a mouth guard, and you can increase your performance. Now, they did that, you know, because what happens is you clench your teeth. For instance, when you are doing strenuous work.
Sure.
They use, for instance, like a bench press as an example, and you clench your teeth, and by giving that cushion, if you will, of that that mouthpiece in there, it allows you to continue to have better blood flow in your teeth, and that apparently is supposed to help too.
No kidding. So nothing to do with caffeine on that one.
No,
just
on that
cushion.
One, just right. So either get the caffeine gum, or you know, you could put the caffeine gum inside the mouthpiece. That could work.
Well, we have to go to the corner office. That may be a consideration.
Yeah,
next
time. Yeah, the other thing they mention is that you need to keep your mouthpiece clean. He said, do what Granny does. That's soak your mouthpiece.
Granny, could I borrow your poly?
We never ever did that either. Nobody ever kept their mouthpiece
Hello?
Clean.
Move over Viagra.
You know, the thing is, in the very beginning, I think when I was in school, we started really using mouthpieces regularly, and we had this thing that you'd stick in your mouth. It didn't match like your uppers or your lowers. You stuck it in your mouth and it had a little breathing hole in the middle of it. And so it looked like a giant pacifier, really.
I never knew you played sports, Scott.
Okay. Yeah, I really did. Yes, I did. And the thing is, of course, they tasted nasty for about the first 3 weeks. Why would you think I never played sports?
I don't know. You just didn't strike me as a big sporty kind of guy.
You don't know that I was the sports director of a television station for 4 years.
No. Oh, yeah, I thought you were more on the thinking side than on the action side.
Hey! Hey! I resembled that remark.
Yeah, so there. That's it. Okay. All right. Here we go. Trivia. 695-1620. 695-1620. Trivia. This is for four tickets. Four tickets to any Sunday of the Texas Renaissance Festival.
Four tickets.
Four.
Do I need to get my post-it note stickers out?
Well, in just a minute, we'll see. Do you have the answer? No. Huh, see? Uh-huh. Wait till I ask the question. This celebrity has appeared in more Super Bowl commercials than any other. 695-1620. Which celebrity?
Betty White.
695-1620. 695-1620. Oh, what's the answer?
That was my answer, Betty White.
Yeah, I know. That's not it. Thank you. Hi, what's the answer?
John Wayne.
Nope, thanks. More Super Bowl ads than any other celebrity. What's the answer?
Tom Landry.
Nope, thank you. 695-1620. What's the answer?
Alec Baldwin.
No, he has done a lot, but
You're
that's
right.
not it. What's the answer?
Hank Williams Jr.
No. Super Bowl commercials, the most by this celebrity. Who's the celebrity? What's the answer?
Clint Eastwood.
Nope, thanks. Hi, what's the answer?
Is it The Rock?
No, it's not.
Is it a real person?
It is a real person,
okay.
Yes. Hello?
Yeah, Danica Patrick.
That's it. It's Danica Patrick.
Wow.
Oh, very good. All right, who's this?
This is Rick Littleton.
Rick Littleton?
That's correct.
What do you do, Rick?
I work at the big school.
All right, what do you have? Well, that's a big school. What do you do over there?
Microscopy center.
Well, you know, I was thinking you were the one who was over at the microscopy center. What does that mean? What do you do over there? What does the microscopy center do?
We have electron microscopes, and we look at little things, I guess you could say.
Itty-bitty things. So obviously you just knew that. You didn't have time to Google it, huh?
Oh, that's true.
All right, very good. All right, hang on. Okay, Kat, you got it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You know where we're located, Rick?
Yes, I do.
Top floor, Crystal Park Plaza. It's good for any Sunday while the Renaissance Festival is going on. Thanks a lot. 10 times. She's been in 10 different commercials.
Congratulations. Yes, because she's got all the GoDaddies.
Exactly. Now, but... See, that's the story, is that GoDaddy has hired a new advertising agency.
Uh-oh.
And Danica, who apparently makes $1 million a year just being a spokesperson for GoDaddy, may, in fact, not be in those new commercials.
They also sponsor her car.
Yes, they do. So we'll see how all that plays out. Of course, as you know, if you've seen the GoDaddy commercials, Danica is a very small part, so to speak, of the GoDaddy commercials. Correct. As far as what you're looking at.
Since 1978, more families have trusted UPA than any other pediatric practice in the Brazos Valley. With over 100 years of combined experience, the pediatric specialists at UPA are always ready to provide your family with the finest care available. Located just a block from the bypass next to the Med, UPA is open 7 days a week to make it easier for working families to get their children to the doctor. To learn more, click on upadocs.com or follow us on Facebook. UPA, every child deserves a specialist.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
We hear about it more and more. A politician or religious leader caught in a sex scandal. A family man turning his back on his family to pursue an affair. A wife engaging in an online romance. How do we avoid disasters like this? I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Marriage counselor David Sanford has made the point that nobody wakes up one day and suddenly decides to have an affair. The opposite is also true. Marital fidelity starts well before marriage. It begins as a promise we make to ourselves to be a person of character. Being faithful is a lifelong commitment. After you tie the knot, it means seeking the best for your spouse and your family on a daily basis. Dr. Sanford outlines several steps to strengthen marital fidelity. These include affirming your spouse, listening to your spouse, and seeking to meet their needs. It also means setting healthy boundaries for your relationships outside the home. On the other hand, marital fidelity weakens when you devalue your spouse, when you minimize the time you spend with him or her, and when you focus on meeting your own needs. It might start when a husband looks at pornography online or when a wife gets too close emotionally to a male coworker, but it always causes heartache. Even for those who have broken the bonds of marital trust, there is hope for healing and restoration, but the path is long and painful. It's so much better not to start down it in the first place. To help your family thrive, go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
This is my dad's Mercedes C-Class, and it'll one day be my graduation present. I'll act surprised.
Of all the things you hand down to your children, very few will be of the quality of a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Because every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
2,587 days, and she's all mine.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. It's a trip that everyone...
Oh, Dad, you shouldn't have.
...can get excited about.
See dealer or call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
Good morning, sports fans. We'll start you off on WTAW Sports. It's 7:51, and high school football we go with Zach Taylor.
High school football kicked off a little early this week with 5-2 A&M Consolidated hitting the road last night to take on the 4-2 College Park Cavaliers. The two teams went to overtime, tied at 28-all, before Tigers running back Xavier Jones scampered in the end zone for a touchdown that left it to the Consolidated defense to put the game away.
Buckley, three-step drop, pressure coming, hit behind the line, spinning around, he's dropped, and this ball game is over. The Tigers have won it in overtime, 35-28, the final score.
The win improves the Tigers' record to 6-2 on the year. They are now first in District 14-5A with a 3-1 district record. Games going on tonight. 2-5 Bryan will play host to district rival Lufkin at Merrill Green Stadium. Vikings coach Ross Rogers sat down and shared some of his thoughts on the 3-3 Panthers.
If you ever watch Lufkin play, you know the type of players they bring. They bring long, tall guys with a lot of quickness, a lot of speed. They've got a lot of tradition over there. They enjoy their high school football. They bring a big crowd. The band's always excited.
Kickoff is set for tonight at 7:30 with the pregame show starting at 7. You can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. 2-5 Rutter will travel south to take on 5-1 Brenham at Cubs Stadium. Rangers head coach C.M. Pierre says that while Brenham is a great team, anything can happen under the Friday night lights.
They got some athletes. They've got about 4 Division I guys. You know, they had the one young man that had the stroke early in the year, who was a D1 guy. They've got some pieces, no doubt. But, you know, the best thing about Friday night football and what I love is that you got to come ready to play every Friday night because anything can happen, and it can happen.
Kickoff for that game is set for 7:30. You can catch the 7 o'clock pregame show and all the action on the Zone HD 95.1-3. Rounding out area football tonight, 2-3 St. Joseph's host Shiner St. Paul at 7:30, and the College Station Cougars will be looking to capture their 3rd win in a row when they host the Woodlands JV Green Team tonight at 7:30 as well. Number 1 3A state-ranked Navasota has a bye week, but will return to action next Friday against Rockdale at Rattler Stadium. And that has been your Friday football report. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Podcasts of the game and more can be found at BrazosFootball.com. The countdown is on. Aggie football at Kyle Field starts in 1 day, 3 hours and 6 minutes. Here's Les Miles, head coach of LSU, on tomorrow's game.
They had a very, very productive offense. Johnny Manziel was a very, very capable quarterback, run and pass. Really an exciting player. Coach Sumlin's done a great job there. I think their organization's good, offense, defense, and special teams. Their defense is a very athletic group. Guys that are very talented in position. I think we'll look forward to playing Texas A&M, certainly at Kyle Field.
Pregame starts at 10 with Dave and Dave. Kickoff is at 11. Of course, all the action is right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. By the way, the 2013 football schedule for the SEC was released. We start off on August the 31st with Rice, and then the highlights come in with Alabama coming to town on the 14th. Juggernaut rolls in. Other SEC games include Arkansas, and we'll play them in Arkansas as it goes at Kyle Field, Sam Houston, Alabama, SMU, Auburn, Vanderbilt, Mississippi State, New Mexico, and the rest of them are on the road. Road games include Arkansas, Ole Miss, LSU, and Missouri. And, of course, the SEC championship is scheduled for December 7th. Fingers crossed for that one. Moving on now to Major League Baseball. The defending World Series champion St. Louis Cardinals were one victory away from the Fall Classic.
The pitch is swung on, laced into left. That's an RBI single for Cosmo. 8-1 Cardinals, a two-hit game for the Cardinals shortstop.
That's all the Redbirds needed. 8-3, the final score. That gives them the 3-1 lead in the series over San Francisco. The Detroit Tigers secured their 11th trip to the World Series by finishing a 4-game sweep of the New York Yankees.
There's a swing, a long fly ball deep down the left field line. Got a chance. Gone.
Why not? Why not?
Second home run of the day for Johnny Peralta. 4 home runs for the Tigers and an 8-1 lead in the eighth.
Final score on that was 8-1. In a low-scoring defensive struggle last night, the San Francisco 49ers edged the Seahawks 13-6 to improve to a 5-2 record in the NFC West. Alex Smith threw a 12-yard touchdown pass to Daniel Walker in the third, but they had to go to the booth to confirm it.
That's not even close. That's a touchdown. Delanie Walker went inside
the
pylon.
Ruling on the field is a touchdown.
Ruling on the field is a touchdown. So one official just flat missed it, and fortunately, the collection of officials got it right.
Second-ranked Oregon raced to a 43-7 halftime lead and crushed Arizona State 43-21 last night. Their record now 7-0. And finally, the Maroon and White clinched the SEC Western Division title this past weekend and will interplay Friday with a 10-point advantage over Auburn and Ole Miss. Here's Coach G from 12th Man TV.
Obviously, we still want more, and we've still got 3 games to go that we get to play at home. So I'm excited for the accomplishment of what we've been able to do so far, but still are hungry to improve and do a little bit better in the big run.
Number 9 Aggies host Tennessee and Georgia for the final weekend homestand of the regular season. A&M will look to improve on its 2-game winning streak today at 7, and then they play again Sunday at 1:30. That's your sports brought to you by Awards and More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
3 minutes till we do know why the Yankees lost. We'll tell you about that in a minute.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards and More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards and More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards and More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
When a fire breaks out in a crowded place, people head to the one exit they know, the entrance. And that's the problem. Too many people trying to escape through one door. They begin to panic. They start pushing. Some fall down. Some even die. The next time you walk into a public place, make a mental note of the exits. And keep in mind, the best way out may not be the way in. Learn how to survive a fire at haveanexitstrategy.com.
Sponsored by the Texas State Fire Marshal.
So a couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Yankees out of it. What, they got swept, huh?
Yes, they did.
Once again, biggest payroll out there. Well,
that just breaks my heart.
New York Daily News has the story today. I mean, they tell you exactly what it is.
What is it?
They were booed at Yankee Stadium.
Please.
I'm telling you, it is in the paper today. I really think booing spooked a lot of guys, the player said. A lot of guys hadn't been booed before.
Not even when they were kids.
And they couldn't believe how nasty it got in the stands. A lot of guys were talking about it in the clubhouse. I was surprised by how much it bothered the team. I really don't think they ever recovered. Oh God, boos.
Good heavens.
I mean, it's in the New York paper this morning. That's the reason they lost four straight?
If you're the player that said that, you are getting beat in the clubhouse. Somebody's going to thrash you.
It's New York City.
Now, wow.
Rightly or wrongly, they think they're best at everything.
Yep.
And you know, if you've made it to a New York Athletic team, then that is the big stage.
Pretty much.
You are supposed to be able to perform there. And the fact that Sox, so you don't have to be up that early, but according to NASA, you remember NASA, we're still relevant. They said could be 20 meteors an hour in its most intensified time. So, and you won't need a telescope just to watch some of it going on out there. All right, first in news, weather, and sports, WTAW, College Station Brian, it's 8 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. We know what happened in Libya in the attack that killed our ambassador and three other Americans last month, but what we were told about it right after is still a big issue, and there are new intelligence details today. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
The Associated Press reports within a day of the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, the CIA station chief in Libya reported to Washington there was evidence the attack was carried out by militants, but it's unclear how high that report went. The White House, for several days after, blamed the attack on mobs upset over an American-made anti-Muslim video. Secretary of State Clinton's now blaming the fog of war for the early reports, but several congressional committees are demanding the paperwork that shows what we knew and when we knew it, Dave.
Now, Rich, Libya will no doubt be a big issue in Monday's final presidential debate that focuses just on foreign policy. But last night, when the president and Mitt Romney got together, they had fun.
In the spirit of Sesame Street, the president's remarks tonight are brought to you by the letter O and the number 16 trillion.
The two are joking, not arguing, at an annual charity dinner in New York City.
I went shopping at some stores in Midtown. I understand Governor Romney went shopping for some stores in Midtown.
Today it's back to campaigning in key swing states. The president will go to Virginia. His Republican rival will rally in Florida. As a civil war rages in Syria, a bombing in neighboring Lebanon. That's right in central Beirut, where a security official says at least two are dead and 15 others wounded. An apology from the Boy Scouts after making public thousands of pages of so-called perversion files detailing sex abuse claims against scout volunteers dating back to the 1950s all the way through the 80s.
There are places where we fell short and didn't do the job we should have, and for that, we're profoundly sorry.
That's Wayne Berry with the Boy Scouts for America. It was a court-ordered release. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Gold Rush, Discovery's number one series, returns to Friday.
Smells like gold, here we go!
And this season,
where is the gold?
Someone,
we don't give up that easily,
will hit the mother lode.
That's crazy.
And you could get rich too. Go to goldrushgiveaway.com right now to register. Then watch for a special code on premiere night with your chance to win $100,000 worth of gold.
Nothing to it.
For official rules and details, go to goldrushgiveaway.com. It's all part of Gold Rush Premiere Night, Friday, October 26th at 9, 8 Central, only on Discovery.
We believe that even when your team is apart, it should be easy to be together. That when you can meet face-to-face, you're more likely to see eye-to-eye. That when everyone is on the same screen, it's a lot easier to be on the same page. Welcome to GoToMeeting, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. With one click, launch or join a meeting from anywhere. It's that easy. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
As a business owner, you examine how your business operates every day. Everyone and everything needs to be efficient. So, do you know what you're paying for your copier, fax, or printer? We do. CTWP is a locally owned and operated business equipment distributor. We represent the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, ConocoMinolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who have called CTWP for a free consultation and let us do the work. Call CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Here's David Schulte talking about installation.
Most roofing problems start with the installation. So many people are focused on product and what kind of warranty they get with the product, but they don't ask about the installation procedure, the installation techniques, the installer himself, the experience of the company, and how they can back that up. They kind of stop at product and don't look at the whole roofing experience as a package.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
You have the best smile.
Thanks. I have to thank Aaron's Family Dentistry for that.
But you're the one doing the smiling.
It's easy to smile when Dr. Aaron's keeps my smile looking so good.
Enjoy convenience with a personal touch at Aaron's Family Dentistry. Hi, I'm Dr. Karen Aaron's, and you'll smile too when you visit my husband Jim and me and experience our big city benefits with a small town feel. Call 268-1407, like us on Facebook, or visit us online at arentsdds.com.
Tis the season to place your business ad in the upcoming holiday issue of Brass's Family Magazine. Learn lots of fun and healthy seasonal recipes, discover the latest in holiday wear for children, and Brass's Family's holiday issue is your guide to hundreds of seasonal events that are fun for the whole family. For information about advertising in the holiday edition of Brass's Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595.
When you're on the road, things sometimes treat have a way of appearing out of nowhere, which is why the BMW 3 Series comes Raccoon with features to help keep you focused. BMW apps connect you to Facebook, Twitter, email, and Pandora hands-free, and the BMW head-up display projects speed navigation onto the windshield. Also, Garden Gnome, you can stay focused jogger on the road ahead. The BMW 3 Series is here. We only make one thing. The ultimate driving machine, Squirrel.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A Bryan-based manufacturer of nutritional products is looking to move to the biomedical corridor. Tuesday's agenda for the Bryan Commerce and Development Board, who are members of the City Council, includes selling land to Woodbolt International, the parent company of the CelluCor product line.
It's a homegrown business. These are local Aggies that have been in downtown Bryan, kind of off the radar, and I don't think a lot of people knew much about Woodbolt and their success, and they've done fantastic over the last few years, and they had started the process of looking at expanding the operations and look at working with them in any way possible to keep them here in Bryan.
Mayor Jason Byensky says the new 8-acre Woodbolt campus would include 25,000 square feet of office space, a 20,000 square foot gym, and a 20,000 square foot warehouse. Byensky says employment would grow from 75 to 125. Texas A&M wants a third party to run Easterwood Airport.
For another week, the university is accepting applications from interested companies to do one of two things, either manage the airport or provide aviation services. Vice President for Marketing and Communications Jason Cook says a decision will be made after next Friday's deadline whether to proceed with issuing requests for proposals. If that happens, A&M intends to award separate agreements to separate firms, each for 5 years with the possibility of a 5-year renewal. Financial information you can read on the WTAW.com website indicates the airport has had operating losses the last 2 fiscal years, totaling more than $3 million. Private companies interested in managing Easterwood are supposed to tell A&M what they see are challenges to the airport's growth and success and opportunities that should be pursued. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Vandals targeted 3 College Station neighborhoods earlier this week. Officer Rhonda Seaton says 9 brick mailboxes were damaged in the Nantucket, Great Oaks, and Castlegate subdivisions.
In each case, there were no tire marks around the mailbox, but it did look like the mailbox had been struck by a large object, something heavy enough, large enough to, you know, cause the mailboxes to partially fall over, to cause damage to the bricks. And so we believe it probably was struck by a vehicle, but in a manner that didn't cause the vehicle to drive up into the yards of the home.
Damage at each location ranged between $200 and $500. More technology is being employed in Brazos County elections. Voter Registrar Christy Rowe says a combination of funding sources paid for electronic polling books that will be used by election workers.
On election day, they'll be limited to voting people who should be voting at that polling location. But if somebody shows up and they shouldn't be there, the election worker is actually going to have access to the entire county's voter rolls. And they'll be able to find that person and tell them what polling location they need to go to.
The e-books will save printing costs in future elections. Rowe says voter registration lists will be printed as one of several backup plans for this election. The new president of St. Joseph Health System this week updated members of the Bryan Rotary Club about the landscape of health care on the national and state level. The resume of Odette Bellano, who came to St. Joseph in July, includes leading other nonprofit as well as for-profit companies. That includes new regulations that started October 1st, where providers are paid based on their performance. She calls it behavioral economics, or rewarding those who are healthy.
Employers are doing a lot of things. You know, for example, if you're a non-smoker, we'll take, I don't know, $10 off your monthly payment of what you owe for your insurance coverage. You know, if you do a health assessment, you know, with Cigna or whoever your insurer is, we identify what your risk factors are, and we are communicating on a regular basis things to decrease those risk factors.
You can find her entire presentation titled Healthcare, the Bad, the Ugly, and the Not So Good But Improving on our website at WTAW.com. Little publicity has been given to adjustments in state law regarding driving off-road vehicles along highways. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says all-terrain craft are now grouped with 4x4 vehicles.
If you operate these type vehicles for farm use within 25 miles of your residence for farm use, you can go down the highway, which is fence line to fence line. So in other words, on the grass part. Now, you can cross the roadway at a 90-degree. You got to have 8-foot foam and a 12-inch orange flag. Driver license, lighting on the ATV vehicle is required.
Morgan says it's something to remember as hunting season approaches, because game wardens will be watching. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 56 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Merrymaids. We'll have more news at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Merrymaids, it's done. There's nothing like opening the door after a long day at work to see a clean Merrymaids home. Your entire house is spotless, and you didn't even lift a finger. Merrymaids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merrymaids at 979-595-1111. Merrymaids. Relax. It's done.
Howdy, this is Chuck Conderla, currently serving on Bryan City Council and running for re-election in the citywide race this year. In my time on council, Bryan has seen greater investments in infrastructure and core services. We've paid for this with reduced spending, smart economic development, yielding more jobs locally, and a reduced tax rate. While my opponent served as mayor 4 decades ago, Bryan experienced lawsuits, retail business loss, and a crumbling downtown and infrastructure. Vote Chuck Conderla for Bryan's future.
Political ad paid for by the Conderla campaign. For more info, go to chuckforbryancouncil.com.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hey, it's 812, News Talk 1620, WTAW, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Weather's going to be dry over the next several days. I don't see any rain in sight right on through this upcoming weekend. We'll have fair skies during tonight. It cools down to about 50 to 55 degrees, light winds. During the day on Friday, mostly sunny skies and a bit over 80. At night, clear, a little bit milder, 55 to 60. And warming up during the weekend, mostly sunny Saturday, 82 to 86. Sunshine upper 80s during the day on Sunday. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Of course, Paranormal 4 coming out this weekend. Dave Rusick will be going to see that, right? You going to see that?
I'm going to go see what?
Paranormal.
Now, that's my kind of fella.
There you go. Yeah, Paranormal
that's
4.
Perfect.
Yeah, yeah. No, probably not.
A strange aside, there's a sound in that trailer that they run for that movie that says the door's open.
Yeah.
It's the same one I have at my house. It scares the dickens out of me
every time that stupid thing runs. Wow. Now,
then
there's an Alex Cross movie. Alex Cross pretty good if you're James. You know, James Patterson only writes 17 books a year. How's he do that, by the way? Alex Cross is pretty good. Tyler Perry's in that. Which one are you going to, Jay?
All of them.
Yeah. Jay Sokol here this morning from the city of College Station. And of course, city council member Dave Rusink here, too, kind of his exit interview with us this morning. So in the world of lottery, you were telling me something was going on.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The story you did yesterday.
We're not playing Jethro Trivia today because it's about Lance Armstrong and everybody knows about Lance Armstrong. So we're not going to.
All right. The story that we did yesterday.
Yeah.
Guy was hiding $5 million from his girlfriend or his wife.
Yeah, right.
Hadn't told her yet.
Right.
Earlier this month, a 22-year-old in Massachusetts got dumped by his girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
He found one heck of a way to get over it because on Tuesday he hit the Mega Millions.
Oops.
For 30.5.
You think she's already been on his voicemail?
You think?
Honey, would you rethink this? I didn't mean it.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Okay.
And I've got one other quick one. We were talking about those little mouth strips.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You remember?
Yeah. Like the breath strip thing.
Right. And you said that they had different. Well, now they've got one you can put on your tongue, and it defeats the capsaicin in food.
Oh, my. So you could, like, eat any dang thing.
Uh-huh.
What is capsaicin?
Capsaicin. Capsaicin is what makes stuff hot.
Oh.
But they've got one for that, and one that will immediately cool your mouth so you could drink coffee.
I don't know how to say this delicately, but that's only half the problem. You know what I'm saying? All right, Jason.
Well, they have stuff for the other
end. Okay, Jason. See, I was going to try to be delicate about it. Jay Sokol here this morning from the City of College Station. So what do you got for us today?
I'm here to introduce your Placic City Council member, Dave Rusink, who is with us until, I guess, mid-November. He's with us for about one more month.
Okay, when did you lose interest? If you just mail it in?
Never have.
No, you really haven't. No, you haven't. That's really true. I want to ask you guys, I guess, kind of a personal question. What made you, after basically retiring from a career, decide you wanted to take on this thing called city council?
There were several people who had been twisting my arms for more years than that. I just didn't have time to do any of the campaigning. It turned out that that particular year, 6 years ago, my schedule was such that I could juggle it around and could do a little campaigning.
You know, and it's interesting because your comments are always quiet and always thoughtful. You have been on there with some people who were much more outspoken.
That were not.
Yeah.
more elegant.
Yeah. Well, but I'm thinking from the standpoint of being pretty vocal, pretty vociferous, pretty animated. And, I mean, you have really watched this city council as a body change tremendously over your time on council.
A whole lot.
And where would you say the focus is now compared to maybe where it was 4 years ago?
Oh, it's... 4 years ago.
I was just thinking that from the standpoint of it seems to me now that because of the budgetary conditions that College Station has had to confront, certainly in the last 3 years, that maybe where their focus was different than it is now.
Oh, I would just probably characterize it as being a council that is very thoughtful about how we are spending the money. We always have been, but there have been times when our council was a little more concerned about some other things rather than the very bottom line.
Would you say this is a more friendly business council from a business standpoint? They're more friendly to businesses now than they were maybe 4 years ago?
Well, that was one of the problems that people kept bringing up when I ran 6 years ago, was that it was too friendly business and too friendly developer. And after I got onto it, I really couldn't see where it was all that friendly business. And we've had some council people who were very much anti-business, anti-development.
A couple of things in the short past, I think, or, you know, since you and I both lived here a long time, but two things that really pop up that I think about is red light cameras, which was an idea that seemed like such a good idea. And
it was.
Okay. So you were in favor of keeping the red light cameras?
Very much, yes.
Yeah, I was too, really not even. I mean, the revenue standpoint was nice, but I think the way that we see things going right now is difficult to see. And then, of course, obviously the Welborn issue is something that was high profile as well. Your thoughts there?
It was. And my thought is that 5 years from now, the folks in Welborn are going to be very pleased that it went the way it did, that they're not the ones that are having to make all of the decisions about what the city's going to be in, but they've got an opportunity through the neighborhood plan to make it what they wanted anyway without having to have all of the headaches that go with the incorporation.
Certainly. During your tenure, you've dealt with two city managers who basically seem to be some difference in style, maybe some similarities too. What did you see were the major differences between the two city managers?
Well, they had different issues that they were working with, so but I really liked both of them. I was pleased that the current city manager was on the staff before, had a lot of good training, so to speak, but he came in trained, and I would be able to speak highly of both of them.
You know, obviously the city growing almost exponentially during your tenure here, and certainly in the time that you've been in College Station, whether on council or not. So as a result, priorities have had to change, especially with first responders. And I know since your son has worked in the fire department for
almost 30 years.
Yeah, for College Station, you're acutely aware of that. But your thoughts on first responders and police and fire and how it's grown?
I couldn't be more pleased with the kind of leadership that we have in both the police and fire department. And the people who are working under them are just super.
One of the things I think about with College Station is we had a parks department that was much larger than it is now. Your thoughts on what it looks like now, and is this better fit the budgetary situation in College Station?
That's one that I can't put my arms around, Scott. There are certain things that the parks department has done that have been has made it the outstanding parks department within the state. But at the present time, I don't know where we're going with it. We've got some really good things coming that are in a different direction than what we were used to be. And I think that with the new field that is being developed out here next to the Wolfpan Creek Park, that festival park mm-hmm. is going to really make a big difference in what the Parks Department is going to be able to offer. Our new fields that we're putting in with AstroTurf or artificial turf are going to be able to put us much more competitive for bidding on outside activities that would be coming in, baseball, softball, soccer, whatever it might be.
Mm. We're hearing a lot of discussion right now at A&M as they continue to look at outsourcing, and they've done some outsourcing. Is this what you would believe to be an institutional trend? Do you see College Station possibly doing more of that?
We have done a lot of that with the Parks Department already. Mm-hmm. Outsourced the maintenance of some of the fields that didn't have to have day-to-day attention. It seems to be working so far. We've had a little complaint sometimes about the fact that the fields weren't being maintained quite as nicely as they used to. However, when we get those kind of complaints, we like to say, tell me which field is it and what part of that field is it? And the Parks Department will go out and take a look at it. And if it is something that should have been done, they will call attention to the outsourcer.
Sure. Over the years, one of the things I've really, really had a problem with the city of College Station is the way they treated the merchants at Northgate. I think they've made it a very difficult environment. Northgate has now changed. It is something now that it wasn't 10 years ago or 15 years ago. I'd like to get your thoughts on that entire development, not just the commercial, but obviously there's going to be some density in housing that was not at Northgate, say, even 10 years ago.
For sure. That it was about 10 years ago, I think, when the A&M Presbyterian Church was bought by what is now Traditions. Mm-hmm. And then from that point on, there were several other developments of apartments, and it's not through yet. More apartments going up in the Northgate area, a little bit farther to the east.
Right.
And I think that the whole Northgate atmosphere is being enhanced a whole lot by, you said not to talk about the parking, but the parking behind the Northgate are very important, that mm-hmm. off-street parking. And the way that the front of the stores along University is going to really enhance what they can do in having outside activities.
Sure. That's enough of my questions, I guess. What have we not covered that you would consider that have been highlights as far as your time in council?
Well, one is the fact that the very first important decision that I was involved with had to do with the Weingarten wanting to purchase the property over at Rock Prairie and Six. And I was the fourth of a 4-3 decision not to allow that to happen. And at that time, I said, you're 5 years ahead. We had too much traffic there already, and that 20,000 new cars a day is what the researchers tell us would have been added if a super Walmart was put in. That much extra traffic there would have just congested that whole area. We are now at the point where, with the expansion of the bridge, the plans are being made as we talk about it to create more traffic possibilities being taken care of there, plus the Barron Road coming onto that property.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if that had been coming to us today, our decision might have been different. But we would have had an empty store where the current Super Walmart is had they moved. The location of the Super Walmart now, I don't think could have been any better anywhere than where it is right now.
Well, and there's an opportunity for development adjacent to it right now since there's space there.
There is space for that.
Could be filled. Let's switch over to the negative side. What are the biggest regrets that you possibly have as you look back on your tenure?
Well, I think that the fact that we purchased property for a convention center that was at the wrong time. If we had put in a convention center there 10 years earlier, I think we would have been proud of it. But the convention business is different today than it was at that point. So that was one decision that we made. We're not regretting it because we're not losing money on that property. We're still able to pay the taxes and do what we need to with that property from the rent that we're receiving from the shops that are using it. But it is for sale. And any buyer with the right kind of price can pick it up.
Expand, if you would, because take us back to that, because you're one of the few people who is still active in government that can give us the long view. Kind of encapsulate what the feeling was that night, because, I mean, there's not any doubt you paid way, way too much money for that land. But kind of what was the feeling that night when council decided that they were going to go ahead and take the plunge and spend that money?
We were told by the person who was negotiating the deal for that we were not paying too much, that there was another willing buyer that would pay the same thing. We just felt like that being one of the highest geographical points in the city, being right where it was between Bryan and College Station, that was the location that would be most appropriate. And so we were willing to pay the same as another willing buyer was able to pay. And we had been talking about convention centers, 3 or 4 other locations. None of them had quite the same appeal for traffic and for eye appeal as that one did.
So any other final thoughts as you prepare to finish your elective service for the city?
I want to say that whoever thinks about running for city council, would find a very rewarding job if they were elected to it. But that there's one thing that I tell everybody, that there are three characteristics that they should at least have one of those characteristics. One is to be somebody like me, a retiree. It takes a lot of time. Now, some of the time that I put into it is self-imposed. I wouldn't have to go to all of the places that I go, the chamber events and other things. But there are a lot of other committees. It's not just a second or fourth Thursday night activity. So if they're a retiree and have the time to put into it, that is great. A community volunteer like our mayor, somebody that knows the community, knows the various organizations, and has the ability to get their ear. And the third is a person who's an independent business person, somebody who is able to adjust their schedule and or works for somebody who understands the need for that flexibility. Those are the three characteristics I think that a person really should have as they consider running for city council.
Certainly. Yep.
Now, we've got one opening. We've got two openings coming up that we're going to be appointing a week from yesterday at our next city council meeting, and that's for planning and zoning. And planning and zoning is a wonderful place for somebody to get some background. That and the Citizens University are the two places that really will help prepare a person to be a city council member. We would hope that there would be some people who are very interested that might call the city and get an application, or go on our website that Jay can tell us about to get an application for planning and zoning. We need to have that early next week.
Certainly. Well, you've been a while low-key, a kind and thoughtful member of council. I appreciate your service to our city. I think it has been you've been an attribute there.
Well, the thing that makes it so fun is, first of all, the city management and the staff that they have working with them. They are great. But we also have a lot of citizens committees. We've got over a dozen citizens committees that provide us good advice and work with us very closely. So we have a lot of really interested and good help throughout the city, both in the paid staff and the volunteer staff.
There you go. Dave Rusing, thanks for your time and thanks for your service. What else you got for us today?
Just a reminder that early voting begins on Monday, and all things about College Station on the ballot, you can find it at cstx.gov/elections.
And if they want to be on one of these boards or something, that's in there.
Yes, cstx.gov/boards and committees, or just go to the homepage at cstx.gov and in the search box type that in, and it'll take you to the right page.
There you go. Jay Sokol, and we visit with the folks from the city of College Station on Fridays on Newstalk 1620.
Stocks appear poised for a lower start. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Investors will be waiting for a realtor's report on sales of existing homes and making some moves in response to some of the latest corporate earnings reports. General Electric's third quarter profit was in line with forecasts, but revenue fell short. McDonald's posted a smaller profit that missed analysts' expectations. Microsoft and Google put up weaker quarterly numbers. The chief executive of CBS says cable and satellite operators can drop low-rated channels if carrying them becomes too expensive. Les Moonves weighed in on pay TV subscribers' complaints about content costs in an interview with the Wall Street Journal. CBS and other broadcasters have been pushing recently for a share of pay TV subscription fees. Moonves said CBS has not gone dark on any system thanks to the popularity of its programming. And Yahoo is pulling out of South Korea. The media company's operations in the Asian nation will be closed by the end of the year. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
This is Charles Osgood. Our country was founded by and still celebrates self-starters who get things done on their own. And I see that independent spirit today in the small business owners we rely on to keep our lives running. But who do those small business owners rely on? Simple. The UPS store. Small business owners know that the UPS store in their neighborhood is locally owned, it's convenient, and can help with all of their packing and shipping needs. And the UPS store can help to promote their business with professional printing services for things like brochures, flyers, even posters. With their mailbox services, the UPS store can also sign for packages and send a text or email when they arrive, so no more waiting around for that important delivery. Perhaps the best thing the UPS store does is give small business owners the feeling that they're not alone out there. And even for these self-starters, that sure does feel reassuring.
We love small business. We love logistics. To find the location near you, visit theupsstore.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the equipment guy. No, the high fives after a touchdown aren't about celebrating anything you do, and yet you're part of every victory. Replacing cleats for better footing, tightening chin straps to prevent injuries, handling problems before they hurt the team. Equipment guy, you do all right in workers' comp. As a workers' comp carrier, Texas Mutual works behind the scenes to help companies keep their employees safe and in the game. Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Texas A&M and LSU coming up Saturday at Kyle Field. The game kicks at 11. Our broadcast on the Aggie Radio Network starts at 10. One of the things Les Miles talked about at his press conference earlier this week is offense keeps settling for threes, not getting enough touchdowns. Our head coach Kevin Sumlin on that comment.
I wish he would just keep settling for three, and maybe we'll have a little bit better chance to win the game. You know, there's a reason for that. They've got four real that I've seen that they've played four. They got one running back hurt. They just keep pulling them out of the deal, and they keep getting better. Like, you know, you look last week, and the true freshman comes in, and nobody can tackle him. I look on the deal; he's 235 pounds. So Zach Mettenberger coming back is a talent, but it, just like anything else, to mesh with what they're doing, you know, he's been pretty good. You know, they just need to put it all together, and hopefully we can go another week without them getting it all together, and they can wait one more week and just keep kicking field goals.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin, the Aggies and the Tigers at Kyle Saturday at 11, 10 o'clock on the Aggie Radio Network. I'm Dave Zahn. That's the Aggie Football Report.
It's a jungle out there. Finding the right dentist shouldn't be. Discover Safari Dental. Safari Dental offers services for all ages and introduces their brand new orthodontic services. Safari Dental also offers free teeth bleaching for life, a $299 value. For every exam and x-ray, get a free professional bleaching kit. Stop hunting for the right dentist. Discover Safari Dental. Go to mysafaridental.com. Call 979-217-2185. That's 217-2185.
All right, RV buyers, now's the time for you to get ready to head out and find just what you're looking for. And the place, of course, would be RV Station, because they are liquidating everything. It's the largest inventory reduction sale in history, and it is going on next weekend. That's right, the 25th through the 27th, an opportunity for you to get massive savings. You know, during that 72 hours, the bosses said they want to sell everything they possibly can, so you can save thousands on a fifth wheel, on toy haulers, on towable campers. Everything is going to be slashed to the bone, and that's new, but they also have some pre-owned units that you can save up to 50% off your MSRP there. And they're brands that you know. There's Jayco, there's Rockwood, there's Puma, there's Avalanche, and many more. So this is the event that you want to do. And remember, they'll have bankers on hand, low rates as low as 3.99 APR with approved credit. So check out the incredible prices you'll find. Check out the financing deals that you'll find. You can do it on RVStationOnline.com, but you do need to go by there and have a look, too. It's a 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Millions to lend. Savings going on October 25th, 26th, and 27th with the large inventory reduction sale that's going on at RV Station.
WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Easterwood Airport is on the way to becoming privately managed and operated.
Easterwood is operated in the red, according to A&M, to the tune of more than $3 million over the last two fiscal years. The university will collect requests for qualifications after next Friday's deadline. Vice President for Marketing and Communication Jason Cook says the decision will be made whether to issue requests for proposals. One firm would provide aviation services as the FBO, or fixed-based operator, and a second would manage the airport. Each would have a five-year agreement with an option for another 5 years. A&M is looking for an FBO with prior experience at a commercial airport and has the financial capability to invest in Easterwood's facilities and equipment. Online at WTAW.com, you can read A&M's RFQs. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
After 10 years in downtown Bryan, a homegrown business that's gone worldwide is headed west. Woodbolt International, which produces the Cellucor line of nutritional products, wants to relocate to the biomedical corridor. Bryan Mayor Jason Bayensky says the new campus would include three buildings totaling 65,000 square feet and add 50 jobs.
There's nothing better than
than expanding a local business and working with them on their success. So in my opinion, better than recruiting a new business is working with an existing business when they have needs to expand and grow. So we're very excited about Woodbolt and their expansion and their current success.
The City Council, acting as the Commerce and Development Board, meets Tuesday to consider selling 8 acres in the corridor for almost $1.4 million. Bienski says Woodbolt will also seek tax abatements. When early voting starts Monday in Brazos County, election workers will be using electronic polling books for the first time. Voter registrar Christy Rowe says the new technology will debut during a presidential election, in part because of a deadline to use state money.
I spoke to Karen McQueen, the elections administrator, and asked if she had funds that were dedicated funds that she could put towards this. And then we approached the county, the large cities and schools, and ask if they would like to participate in this, and we all came together and put the initial money up.
Rose says the electronic books will allow election workers to tell those who appear at the wrong location where they're supposed to vote. Healthcare providers are again adjusting to new regulations. The new president of St. Joseph Health System briefed members of the Bryan Rotary Club this week on what she titled Healthcare, the bad, the ugly, and the not so good, but improving. Odette Bolano says 40% of those who need health care don't have a primary care physician, one of two people who have the most influence over our health care.
And what we're seeing now with urgent cares and express cares and even in our own health system, we're seeing that that's their primary care physician now. So how do we change how we deliver health care to create kind of a medical home within the express care if that's really where the consumer is going to go seek their care? We're trying to figure that out. We don't have all the answers, but we know that that is part of the issue.
As of October 1st, providers are paid based on their performance. Online at WTAW.com, you can hear Bolano's presentation and read the latest information. College Station police are asking you to keep your eyes and ears open to catch those responsible for damaging brick mailboxes in three subdivisions earlier this week.
It's hard for somebody to go out and participate in this type of activity and keep it to themselves. Sometimes there'll be pictures, sometimes there'll be references to an activity that's not very specific, but you can read between the lines. Again, if we do have somebody who heard somebody talking, maybe saw something on Facebook, maybe heard an indirect reference to some type of activity that may have taken place, you know, let us know.
Officer Rhonda Seaton says vandals struck the Castlegate, Nantucket, and Great Oaks subdivisions. Those planning to break out their all-terrain vehicles for hunting season or pleasure riding may not be aware that they can no longer go on highways.
They group the recreational off-highway vehicles under the ATV vehicles. The same modus of operation applies to both of them under the same set of rules now. So what that does is before where there was some language that would allow some of these vehicles to be used on the roadway, they pretty much have taken that out.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says there's been little publicity about a change in state law that combines ATVs with other 4x4 off-road vehicles. WTAW News Time is 8:40. It's 57 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I've got a story I'd like to tell.
Broadway's jet-setting new musical, Catch Me If You Can, is a mile-high smash. New York Magazine calls it a spectacular spectacular that takes you through the night with flying colors.
I gotta tell my story live and in living color.
Bloomberg News says Catch Me If You Can delivers the goodies. The New York Times writes, this portrait of the con artist as a young man comes to ecstatic life.
Goes to when I stop hits. The ball and the mouse at the end of their wits.
Absolutely marvelous raves WOR Radio. And the Huffington Post says Catch Me delivers a genuine jolt of pleasure. Catch Me If You Can, the new Broadway musical based on the incredible true story. Book your seats today.
Presented by MSC Opus, October 29th and 30th. Great seats available. Call 845-1234.
you got your eye on it, sweetie. Well, now's the time to make a date to get into Sioux Falls Prater for the lowest prices of the year on John Deere's 40 to 90 horsepower tractors. You'll see deals as sweet as 0% for 72 months and extended warranties available at no extra cost. Plan a date to get a deal during the month of October because these John Deere tractors won't wait around. Visit cptractor.com to find a store near you. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can't afford.
Offer ends October 26, 2012 in stock models only. Finance subject to approval on John Deere credit installment plan. See dealer for details.
Here's David Schulte explaining why Schulte Roofing is better.
I've been doing roofing personally for over 20 years, and our staff, our roofing estimators, have over 75 years of combined experience. If you take that along with our job superintendent and our installers, it's well over 100 years of roofing experience. We're definitely better than the other guys.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
8:42, let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Weather's going to be dry over the next several days. I don't see any rain in sight right on through this upcoming weekend. We'll have fair skies during tonight. It cools down to about 50 to 55 degrees, light winds. During the day on Friday, mostly sunny skies and a bit over 80. At night, clear, a little bit milder, 55 to 60. And warming up during the weekend, mostly sunny Saturday, 82 to 86. Sunshine upper 80s during the day on Sunday. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:43. We have a special guest in the studio.
Yes, sir. As special as you get.
Dun dun dun.
Yeah. Oh, a new song.
Oh well, no, he'll recognize it.
Well, not yet.
It's time for Name That Tune.
Oh well, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
London Philharmonic.
I'm surprised that you know it's the Boston Pops. I'm surprised you're here today.
Oh,
yes.
Well, lead right into that.
I really will.
Well, I wasn't going to be, but I thought, you know, I'll stop by.
That's right. All together under one roof in London this weekend, it'll be William Shatner, Patrick Stewart, both of whom are bald, Avery Brooks, Kate Mulgrew, and Scott Bakula.
Wow.
You are kidding me.
I'm not kidding you. They'll be there along with 30 characters from that show, along with... What are they called? Trexters? Is that right?
No, Trekkers.
Yeah, I know. Anyway.
Don't call them Trekkies. They get mad.
It's the three-day convention in London's XL Arena. The organizers have sold 17,000 tickets.
Well, they'd have been 17,001 if I had known about it.
Well, that's what I'm telling you.
Who's the kid that took over for Kirk in the new Star Trek? Who is it?
Oh, Pine? Chris Pine?
Christopher Pine.
I know that. Why do I know that?
Okay, I thought it
was... You're a nerd. Scott, you're N-E-R-D. Oh, that's why.
God, all right. Anyway. Yes.
Is that really his name? Because yes. I was sitting here saying Chris Pine. No, wait, that was the actual first Star Trek
captain. No, that was Christopher
Pike.
Pike,
thank you.
Now who's a nerd?
Boy. Oh, well, we knew Kat was. All right. That's how she got the job.
What they're attempting to do is to break the Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of people dressed as Star Trek characters.
Doesn't matter. I'd have been there. I would have been there.
2 months ago, that was set in Las Vegas at 1,040. So they're
just whatever you do, don't say come dressed as a Wookiee because we will turn on you.
You just destroyed our Starfleet Command Engineering Department in one fell swoop, Scott. Nice job.
Do they have some place where everybody goes in a corner and talks Klingon? Do they do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can come down to my office. We'll chat a bit. It'll be fine.
Buck talk!
But, you know, we got this stuff. We got it made.
What was it? Oh, it was The Office.
Oh, yeah, right.
I thought I'd seen something recently, about 2 weeks ago, The Office, that Ellie Kemper, the actress, was learning how to... speak Klingon.
Tell us, Kat, that's how you got the gig, was your ability to identify tribbles at a distance.
Oh, well, thanks.
Had nothing to do with her ability.
Nope. Just knew what that furry thing was on Mr. Down's desk.
Is that a tribble? Why, yes. What do tribbles eat?
Oh, Quadro triticale. It's a high-yield grain devised by Russian scientists. You know you love it.
I do. I do so love it.
And me, I was going to talk about temporary tattoos made of 24-karat gold, but
no.
Why would you want to do that? Let's stay mainstream. How's that?
Yeah. Hey, yeah. This is pretty darn mainstream. They're setting a record with 17,000 people. Just because you don't find that impressive doesn't mean it's not impressive, Mr. DeLucia,
hey,
if that's really your name.
I'll tell you what. The first caller from London who's listening right now at 695-1620, we got a great prize package for you. How's that?
Sunday tickets to the RenFest.
That's it. You got it.
With those hot summer days turning into cool fall temperatures, it's time to rethink your drink with Specs. And this fall, it's all about the reds. These rich, smooth wines pair well with just about everything, especially a good Sunday football game. And the experts at Specs can help complement your seasonal cuisine with an outstanding selection of Specs exclusive wines. You won't find these lower-priced palate pleasers anywhere else. Specs has Texas' largest selection of world-class wines, spirits, and finer foods. Come in today and stock up on holiday savings with a case of your favorite wine. Or try something new with a Specs staff pick. And nothing pairs better with holiday sweets than a chilled dessert wine. Find lower prices on everything you need at Specs. You're on the way, less to pay for everyday stores.
Shout Specs, low price, amazing. Here's to you, shout. Cheers to savings.
The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the pool store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
The used car market is hot right now, and that's why Allen Honda wants your car regardless of year, make, or model. And it doesn't matter if you're buying one of their cars or not, they want your car. Of course, their feelings wouldn't be hurt if you bought a car from Allen Honda. But regardless, Allen Honda has a huge demand for used cars. So take your car, truck, motorcycle, or SUV today to Allen Honda at Southwest Parkway and Highway 6 and just see what they have to offer. No pressure, no hype, and a great buying or selling experience. Allen Honda has your Honda. 979-696-2424.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Well, Google's back up a little bit, back up about $4.85 this morning. But, you know, it went down 10% yesterday.
They stopped trading on it.
Yeah, after the company's dismal third quarter earnings report was prematurely released and showed that they were not going to make their expectations. Earnings per share had been pegged at about $10.65, instead came in at $9.03. And again, why in what universe should earnings of $9.03 cause your stock to plummet?
Yeah.
I mean, God, hello?
Hello, I'm from London, and I was calling about the RenFest.
I love it! This is the best day ever!
How's the weather there?
Well, actually, I'm in Dallas at the moment, but I'm from London.
You didn't say
my friend just called me.
That is just
oh my
greatest.
Gosh.
Well, are you? How long are you going to be in the country?
Oh, actually, I live here.
Oh, you live? Oh, I see. From okay, I was actually speaking to people. Okay, so you live in Dallas?
No, I live in College Station.
Oh, do you? Oh, okay.
Oh, so she yep. is a legitimate winner of our Renaissance
well,
Festival tickets.
I think I don't. You know, you couldn't be more from London than me.
I was actually thinking it would be somebody who is currently residing in London, but that's okay, too. I mean, I'm a man of my word. I will do
said,
that, sure.
You
okay.
said from London.
That's right. Tell me your name.
Jenny.
Jenny what?
Littman.
L-I-T?
No, P.
P. Littman.
P-P.
Got it.
Yep.
Okay. What do you do, Jenny?
I'm a nurse at St. Joseph's.
Are you? Well, that's fantastic. Yeah. Do you know where we're located? We're in the Crystal Park Plaza. That's the five-storied mirrored glass
oh,
building
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Okay. And have you been to the Renaissance Festival before?
Oh, years ago.
Okay, but see, you'll go over there, and those people will think you're talking funny, like it's a made up
yeah.
accent that you don't really do that.
She'll
yeah.
make fun
yeah.
of us trying to do that
yeah.
accent.
Can you do an accent of somebody from Mississippi, though? That's the question.
I sure can do a
set. Best caller ever.
That's fun. Hey, Jenny, listen, thanks a bunch. Come by here, and we've got tickets for you. It's good for any Sunday, the Renaissance Festival.
Okay, I'll have to pick them up next week.
That'll be fine. Okay, we'll be here. Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. Ta. awesome.
It was amazing.
I have to tell Ben.
He set it. He set it up.
Yeah, yeah. So, oh, let's see if he's around.
Good morning, Brian Broadcasting. This is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie. This is Scott. Is Ben around?
Hang on one second.
Okay.
He set it up. Yeah. I'm betting money he called somebody.
Really, really. So anyhow, so the earnings are $9.03. The report also showed that the company's revenue was $11 billion.
Right.
$11 billion.
Hello. Oh my.
Yeah.
It's you again.
So you make a phone call after you left the studio, did you?
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't. Oh.
What, really?
What's up?
Well, you know,
I've got proof. I was standing down here talking civilly. Mm-hmm. To Tom Turner from our Navasota station.
Well, actually what happened was, I had kind of thrown out the gauntlet anybody from London who wanted to call, because we were discussing Star Trek and the convention in London, mm-hmm. anybody who called from London
would win a fabulous prize chosen especially for them.
Greg would get 4 tickets to the Renaissance Festival.
Yeah.
And so I got a call from a lady from London. So I'm going to give her the
check.
Yeah, I did. She said her friend from College Station called her, and so I said, okay, well, here's the deal, is I'll supply the tickets and Ben will supply the airfare. And she said, great. So
that got him, didn't it? That got him.
You're a funny guy.
No, actually, her name's Jenny Littman, and she is a nurse at St. Joseph, but she was in Dallas, and her friend called and said, quick, call the radio station. Here's the phone number, and we'll get tickets for the Renaissance Festival.
And she, I would say she gets what she wants.
She did. That's exactly right. I just thought I'd throw in that little airfare thing for you, though.
Scott, hang on a second. I'm going to have to run down and scoop Mr. Downs up off the floor.
Yes, really.
No kidding.
There you go. Okay, have a nice day. Bye. Yeah. I always win because I've got the microphone.
Yes, you do. Oh, you have the button. You have the button.
I like that little pregnant pause. Do what? We promised to do what? Anyway, now, what's funny, you mentioned, again, that trading halted. As the official report was released, which obviously makes people hold their breath just a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
What was interesting was somehow Google decided that they wanted to go ahead and do, like, printed stuff, you know, like printed page, like ink on paper thing to put a news release out. And they didn't get Larry Page's comments on the report before they printed it. So as a result, it says, Larry's comments go here.
Somebody in the PR department at Google.
They're looking for a new gig. They don't get the free massages and sushi anymore.
No, sir.
So there. Okay.
That's a long walk to that office, buddy.
Brett Michaels, of course. Boy, when was the last time we did a Brett Michaels story? It seems like it's just been forever.
There's a reason why.
It may have been forever. He's got a new series called on the Travel Channel called Rock My RV.
Really?
Rock My RV. So, and what it will do is the show will be somewhat like MTV's Pimp My Ride, in that Brett will take ordinary RVs and transform them into at least what his idea would be of customized outrageous vehicles.
How long till we're going to get a show like about your second job?
Yeah.
I mean, that's about the only thing that doesn't have a show yet.
For truth.
If you're a small to medium-sized business, marketing what you do can seem overwhelming. There's so many outlets, so many choices. How do you make it all work? For instance, should you combine traditional media with social networking and the internet?
How does that work?
What about frequency?
What about budget? Can a small local business afford all this?
We're here to tell you, yes, you can. We have a strategy. We have the audience. We can craft your message and put it in front of your customers. New customers, thousands of them.
We can help you build a brand for your business that stands out from the crowd. And we make it all very easy.
Want to learn more? It all starts with about 40 minutes of your time.
News Talk 1620 WTAW will be holding free 40-minute marketing presentations starting Monday, October 22nd through Wednesday, October 24th. Learn how your business can drive higher sales, better traffic, and get more results. Call to reserve your seat, 695-9595. Ask for Sam Jones. Sam Jones, 695-9595.
Have you
you got your eye on a sweetie? Well, now's the time to make a date to get into Sioux Falls Prater for the lowest prices of the year on John Deere's 40 to 90 horsepower tractors. You'll see deals as sweet as 0% for 72 months and extended warranties available at no extra cost. Plan a date to get a deal during the month of October because these John Deere tractors won't wait around. Visit cptractor.com to find a store near you. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can't afford.
Offer ends October 26, 2012 in stock models only. Finance subject to approval on John Deere credit installment plan. See dealer for details.
You have the best smile.
Thanks. I have to thank Aaron's Family Dentistry for that.
But you're the one doing the smiling.
It's easy to smile when Dr. Aaron's keeps my smile looking so good.
Enjoy convenience with a personal touch at Aaron's Family Dentistry. Hi, I'm Dr. Karen Aaron's, and you'll smile too when you visit my husband Jim and me and experience our big city benefits with a small town feel. Call 268-1407, like us on Facebook, or visit us online at arentsdds.com.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 20th, learn about composting. Great gardens begin with great soil, and we'll teach you how to manufacture your own great compost this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Hey, about 3 till News Talk 1620, WTAW. A couple of airline stories. This one's kind of neat. Passengers on an Air Canada flight from Vancouver to Sydney were asked to participate in the search for a yacht that had been lost at sea for 16 hours.
Wow.
Captain received a call for help and flew to the rescue and lowered the 777, okay, flying a 777.
Oh, so that's a big plane.
Big plane. From 38,000 feet down to 5,000 feet, used the PA system to ask the passengers to keep an eye out and report if they saw anything. And you know what? It worked.
Awesome.
Wow.
It wasn't one of the passengers, but it was the first officer spotted the yacht. And they dipped down to 3,800 feet just to make sure that they could identify where he was and that sort of thing. And about 40 minutes later, there you go.
That's awesome.
That's it. That's a kind of a fun story. Then, on the other side, just a little over a month from now, the United States will experience the lovely and very relaxing travel time surrounding Thanksgiving. We always love that. Yeah. While most airlines won't exactly encourage passengers to drink, Virgin American says, yeah, we will. Recently, they created 9 in-flight cocktail hacks, fully mixable, initializing the onboard booze that is offered by, they're utilizing the online booze that are offered by Virgin American. In other words, you can purchase and mix your own drinks in flight. That'll be fun. Party. That's Virgin Atlantic. They're a little
bit different. That's brilliant going before Thanksgiving, though.
Yep, I think that's
I have to go see Mom, so I'll have a shot nine.
Scientists say that mice can sing in tune with each other.
Really?
I thought we knew that from Cinderella. No, remember?
And from Babe.
Yeah.
They sang Blue Moon.
Oh, okay. Well, the pigs in Cinderella, I mean, the mice in Cinderella, you know, they were making her dress, remember? And they would sing.
Yes, with the birds.
Yeah, right. That's it. So, there you go. All right, let me see on this date in history. Oh, and don't forget Paranormal 4. Boy, when I said that day.